You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
California, when they have earthquakes, it almost seems like they don't care.
It's normal life for them now.
Yeah, when Tokyo or whatever gets hit, they go nuts. But California,
that's
because
they think a catfish does it.
What?
They what?
They think a catfish does it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Please enlighten us.
Okay. They think there's a giant catfish in the ocean underneath them, like in the water. And it's and God's holding it down with a rock. And then whenever there's and whenever there's an earthquake, it's because God lit up on it a little bit to fuck with it. And it shakes around. It's a catfish.
Wait, explain that again.
There's a giant catfish is being fucked with by God. There's a boulder on it, and God lifts the boulder sometimes to play with the catfish. The catfish tries to get out.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
Look, you're illiterate in the first place, okay?
I just heard it.
You fucking idiot.
You guys are stupid.
Fucking retard.
Dizzy, that might be the most genius.
Genius, genius, genius.
Earthquakes happen because God's fucking a catfish.
That's why they freak out.
Wrong.
So you saw this on River Monsters?
Yeah, man.
Did you learn any words of wisdom on her deadliest catch?
I don't watch them.
Deadliest catch I was watching last week. And apparently, the reason why waves are so nasty because crabs that are in the water, they're doing jumping jacks. No, this is true. It's in the Bible. Oh my God!
Knowledge is power.
You're in trouble.
The Jersey Jerks.
The Jersey Jerks.
The Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks. Fucking assholes.
It ain't no mystery.
What up, bitches, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-31-4500 and join in on the conversation. Also, find us on Facebook and Twitter. We are there. Yes, we are. And you can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. What up?
Ta-da.
Ding, ding. Ding, ding.
You're pretty on point with that, miss.
I'm trying. I think the information's sinking in now. I think after 3 years,
Chris,
it's all starting to make sense.
Fucking moron.
Yeah, I really should know all that, but whatever. What are you going to do?
Please give us a call.
What, you don't like that?
I'm just glad she didn't do the, and go up to iTunes and leave us a review because you love us.
I'm going
to
do that when we come back from the break later.
No, oh, awesome. Do that.
I'm trying to split it up so I'm not redundant.
Redundant?
Or that.
You're dumb. Dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
Holy shit. It always escalates. It's like, oh, you're dumb. Yeah, and yeah. You're a dumb kind. And you're the dumbest person alive.
You little hoe.
And I'm a whore. It always ends up as that.
Let's just change it all up. Let's just go. Who knows where this can go?
It can go anywhere.
Yeah.
I would Every single fucking thing about you is ugly.
Okay.
Whoa.
Or we can do that.
She looks like she can take a hit.
A nutless monkey could do your job.
Awesome.
Fucking motherfucking pain of fucking ass.
I've underestimated you guys. Yeah. Sorry.
Gotta love it.
Always pecking on
she
me.
Didn't even do it. That was a nice intro too. We just
thank you. Marco gave me a head nod like he was proud.
Well, that just goes to show you that his words mean nothing, because that was about as substandard as that could be.
That's bullshit. Fuck you.
Come on, I'm trying to, you know.
No, because you did the same thing when you were doing the intros. You started off good. And then you just leveled out, and then you got worse, and then you hit the fucking wall, and we're like, all right, somebody else
so
is
doing starting to level out now?
She's starting to, you're starting to, you sound bored of it.
I'm not bored of it at all.
Am I wrong in saying that? She's getting a little like...
Oh, fuck you. That's not true.
Not bored, but she's the
yeah,
the,
I don't know if bored's
the
right
emotionality is there.
I said, what up, bitches?
What?
I was excited.
That part's fine, but...
What up, bitches?
Yeah, what up, bitches?
Hey.
What up, bitches?
I'm working on my voice, by the way. It's going to change soon.
How are you going to do that?
I've been practicing.
Loads of semen.
I've been drinking water.
Yeah, that's going to... The miracle cure. That's going to change everything.
No, the Pepsi was bad.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so is the smoking and the gargling semen and everything else.
It's all bad, miss.
No. Watch. You'll see.
You should probably use that chloroseptic spray. That'll help you. That actually will help you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll try it.
Try it.
I'm changing.
It'll probably get rid of a little bit of the phlegminess and the hardcoreness of your,
it's
your
not
throat cords.
Whatever.
So you think she's on a downslope of the intro?
I don't think she's on a downslope yet. I think she's leveling off. She's in a plateau.
Okay.
She's just like,
wait till next
you're
week.
Not, you're not.
She kind of looks or sounds like she doesn't give a shit.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
Care.
I don't know. If
I'm not saying you don't care
I don't know
about
if
the show.
Boredom. It just sounds like, all right, I got to do this.
I love doing it.
I love Green Day.
I love it. I love doing it.
Are you getting bored or is it?
Absolutely not.
I did it for a couple months and I was bored out of my fucking mind doing it. I did the same intro every single week because I was bored of it.
But I'm really not bored.
I had a little emotion behind it, but it was still the same exact thing.
After when he started doing What's Up, Motherfuckers, that was like, that brought him back up. Because he was starting to plateau at that point, too. And then he did that, and it brought him back up, and then the energy was a little higher. But then after, like, a couple months of that, even that wasn't as...
Oh, wait.
It was like...
Wait. Tapered off.
Look, man, it happens to every one of us. You're not the
only
one.
Not me. I'm going to
see how you sound
out.
Now? You see how you sound now?
Yeah.
That's the way you're supposed to sound at the beginning.
Watch. At wait the very and see.
Yeah, well, that's because I said something.
So? You're supposed to say stuff.
I know, but I don't want to make you feel bad about it.
I am all about constructive criticism.
Okay.
I'm working on my voice because you guys make fun of it all the time, so look at that.
I thought we established after last week's discussion about how vile Rich Voss's voice is that we're all fine with our voices.
I know, but still, you were like, well, he's the worst man, and I was
Worst man?
Like, worst man voice.
Human being, I said. Is the correct term I said. I didn't say man.
Oh, I thought you said man, so I thought you were insinuating that I still had a terrible voice.
No, you don't have a terrible voice.
It's texture.
You have a manly voice. You have a
manly. Hashtag texture.
Manly voice. But I wouldn't say terrible.
All right.
I've heard Terry, the chick that just died from throat cancer. Oh, she had a horrible voice.
Oh, yeah, Terry.
And she used a machine.
Rest in peace, girl.
Yeah. I'm Terry.
Poor Terry.
Or I thought maybe it's just because you're just waiting for us to fucking bust your balls.
No, I like when you bust my balls because then it gives me motivation to be better. Look at that shit.
All you got to do is look at us. That'll give you enough.
No one was looking at me. I looked at all of you.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I don't want to because I don't want to distract her.
No, I'm saying you need to.
Because sometimes if I look at her, she starts laughing.
You do distract me.
Right, because she starts laughing because she thinks I'm making a face at her or something. Right.
So does this show give you any motivation to be smarter?
Yes. I'm dropping knowledge like, whoa.
You blew it.
Already.
I was watching Cosmos the other day. I was learning all about the universe.
But what were you doing? You were dropping.
Now I was like, whoa. You didn't pick up on that? I figured you were on the same level with her.
No.
Marco is, if anybody is, it's you.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought you said dropping L's. I didn't
know. No, knowledge.
That's the semen and the voice fucking her.
See? A whole long word like knowledge.
Turned into an L.
Turned into an L. Like, what the fuck? See, I'm working on my voice.
I thought it was an L. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Motivation.
Don't be sore.
Well, then, don't blame the semen, because then she's going to stop taking loads in the back of the throat.
You're right. I don't want to ruin it for those guys.
I'm going to be a spitter.
Good God, woman.
Get the fuck out! I'm going to spit.
See, now, when you heard tonight's intro about the catfish back in, I think it was 2011, yeah. I think it was.
Oh, man.
Hearing that now, what do you think?
About the catfish?
Yeah.
I stand by my catfish.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I was putting that together the other day, I was thinking about, I'm like, I wonder how Missy's going to listen to this and how she's going to react to it.
She's going
to look back and be like,
yeah, I was right, motherfucker.
See, I was expecting her to be like, yeah, God, what the fuck was I thinking and not trying to find on my own? Like,
listen. All right.
Talk to me.
This is what it is at the end of the day. It's not that I'm stupid. And it's not that I really believe that a catfish had caused the tsunami.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Tsunami. Not tsunami.
Very good. Very good.
It's that I like that story better than HARP.
I know, but did you hear the way you were talking about it? You made it sound like
it was legit.
Right.
Like it was real.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a little smarter than that now.
That's what I was thinking.
But I would like to believe that the catfish is real.
I think that this show has brought her IQ points up like 3 or 4.
That's a shock.
I'm serious.
65 to 68?
I'm serious. I think she's smarter after these 3 years she's been here. I do.
You make me question myself, so I have to
you
go
should
back and question, look at
I
things.
Should question you.
Harp. Opened such a door in my mind.
You still haven't.
Well, I couldn't even. It depressed me. Remember, I told you I got depressed from it, and I didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, poor you.
I could talk about it now, but we'll save that for a later date. Yeah. Now that I'm starting to learn about the universe,
we'll save that for April. Yeah, 2027.
That's the interesting. Just start with the universe. Don't go multi just yet, because we got to figure out the universe first.
I know, but the universe is. So far, it's so much bigger than I thought it was. Watching Cosmos.
That's what she said.
Watching Cosmos made me realize
I haven't watched it.
Like,
I hear
big.
It's fantastic.
It was phenomenal. Yeah. I bought the book. I'm going to read the book.
Why would you read the book when there's a...
Because, man, I absorb things better when I read it.
It's got a lot of mo for you.
It's got a lot of mo.
When I read something, I absorb it better than when I watch it.
Okay.
Is that weird?
That happened. No, that happens. All right.
So I'm ready. I'm doing it.
Good for you.
I'm learning all about life. YOLO. I'm just playing. I only use
YOLO. You're only a loser once.
Yeah, there you go. YOLO is always sarcastic.
Sartay. It's sartayed like mushrooms.
No, it's always sarcastic. I never ever mean it. When I do it, it's always to be like funny or sarcastic. Mm-hmm. Never like
I hope so.
Literally, I'm like, yo.
I'm confused.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, so there's that. Next week, tune in. It'll be a
now. What is it? Is it
award-winning?
Like a, is it a
intro?
Series? Like a new series, or is it a mini series? What is it exactly?
It's a, I think it's a series.
Okay, so it's going to be on for however long until someone takes it off the air. Oh, okay,
I think so.
Because I saw it was like it was on six different channels apparently at the same time. Yeah, it was like National Geographic and some other.
It was on Fox. That's where
I
watched it.
It was on Fox. It was on some other things. And it was just like, wow, that's a lot of channels for one show to
be
on.
It had amazing ratings, like huge.
I would have. Well, yeah, when you put it on nine channels, you should.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're in trouble.
But it was Sunday night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was a lot of competition Sunday night, and the fact that it still did well is pretty big.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's a lot of fucking people that watch TV. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah. I didn't even I watched it, Tuesday. Hmm. I watched it on the internet. I
went
on
Fox.com. Rating didn't count.
Nope. I was a YouTuber. Yeah, I watched it on YouTube.
Gotcha.
It was awesome. I highly recommend it.
Look at you.
It was great. It made me like fucking question
what
are
they,
everything.
What did they do, like one topic per show, or did they just do a bunch of them?
No, this one was all about like the Earth and when it was made. And
oh, yeah, who made it? When was it?
It was manufactured in a lab.
Yeah, right.
Well,
was it a spider factory that did it? Or
shut up.
Getting all nostalgic.
After the Big Bang happened.
So the Big Bang is legit.
The Big Bang is what...
I remember we did a news story saying that the Big Bang wasn't legit.
In this show, it is.
Okay.
The scientists believe. They're trying to find out now what happened before the Big Bang.
Okay.
And that's what they want to do now.
Okay.
But it goes the Big Bang and then how the Earth was made and then like all that other dinosaurs, the whole spiel.
Oh, they talked about that. Oh. Did you veto that notion or did you protest that?
Hey,
or?
I'm open-minded at the end of the day.
Oh, really? Because you weren't during that discussion.
I know. But Neil deGrasse Tyson holds a special place in my heart. I don't know. It's weird. I love him so much.
Is he related to Mike?
Nah, I don't think so. But Ludacris. I like think so, he's so like...
Ludacris?
He's like the smartest man ever.
Yeah, he's. I would definitely not question that.
Like, I listen to his podcast. I do.
You do?
I love it.
Wow.
It's so funny. He's so funny.
He was on O&A with, listen to this panel, it was him, Rich Voss.
Jesus Christ.
And Bobby Kelly.
That's
I'm so jealous that they got to meet
him.
He
did most of the talking because he...
I'm sure.
You know, they had their shot, but... Yeah, they were interacting with him. It was pretty funny. Yeah, he's smart, dude. And funny,
he's
right.
He's so smart.
He stinks.
He's got a great personality. He's so funny. I love him. He's up there with Bill, man. Him and Bill.
What?
Yeah.
Bill Gates or Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
Oh.
Not Bill Gates.
Oh. My bad.
Wow.
I'm not sexually attracted to him, though.
No?
But he's very smart.
Why, because he's black?
No. Oh.
That's the most amazing thing about the whole Cosmo show, is that he's brilliant.
Oh, my God.
He's from, like, Brooklyn or something.
He is from Brooklyn. Yeah, you know, like, about him.
Well, yeah, I know who he is. I've seen him on talk shows before.
He's on the Big Bang before.
He's a smart motherfucker.
So smart.
But he's so geeky.
He's such a nerd.
He is. And that's what's so shocking about it. He makes Urkel look like fucking DMX.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
He's funny. He's good.
Do you know
I don't dislike the guy. I think he's great.
I can't believe Kelly got to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
So
who?
Jealous. Robert Bobby. Kelly.
Oh, Bobby Kelly. Yeah. I was like, Kelly.
I say people's last names sometimes and I forget their first names. I didn't forget. I just was like drawing a blank. I'm like, Kelly, huh?
Kelly, huh?
I call bits and pieces.
How long was the interview total? Do you know? About an hour.
I don't.
That is some baller status shit.
Yeah, I was. It was towards the end. He came on, and I kind of had to go where I was going.
I'm just not paying any mind to her bullshit language.
What'd she say? I don't
some baller status shit.
Oh my God.
And you think she's gotten smarter?
She's gotten smarter, but I'm not saying that she can speak well yet.
I'm getting there. I'm working on that, so.
No. The day you give up that horrible slang that you use, that's the day where I'll give you that credit.
Okay.
No more of this yo and mad whoa and fucking mad long and YOLO and all this other
shit. You know that building that collapsed in Harlem?
No.
Yeah.
You know, there was a woman on it. She's like, all of a sudden,
The John came down.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time
Fuck.
For that,
man.
Oh, Lord, there's a fire. Somebody barbecuing. Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, if you correct Missy's language and you make her smarter, I'm done. I'm not doing the show anymore. It's the only reason why I do it is because she's stupid.
I'll be 5 minutes from walking away.
I'll be 5 minutes.
from walking
up. 5 minutes from packing up the equipment.
No, because I still think that she can, you know, say things from time to time that will make us laugh.
She will always say something stupid.
In the very beginning, you didn't say much because you were trying to get your footing here.
She knew her role.
I was trying to figure out my role.
Yeah, she was trying to figure out her role.
You figured it out, all right.
And once she finally found her role, she started saying pretty much anything that came to mind, and it was just an onslaught of, because we weren't expecting it. None of us expected what you were going to say and what was going to come out. And when you did, I mean, we were just like blown away.
Yeah.
You know? And now it's like I said, you're not quick to jump to crazy shit as much as you used to be. You know, because
I'm evolving.
God knows I got tons more intros to do. Clips of shit that we've done in the past. Actually, it's not even true.
I don't want my imagination to go away. You know that the number one thing that I'm worried about in life is
boredom. Imagination is for where you're, you know, it's for yourself.
It's not entertaining.
It is entertaining, but it's not something you want to use and as a real solution. Your imagination is exactly what it is. It's imagination. It's like a fantasy for you.
Yeah.
But when you put it towards real shit, it's like, the fuck is she talking about?
When did I ever do that?
Oh, God. The fact that you are so goddamn certain that squirrels were fucking with you and crying and all that shit. I mean, that's imagination gone wild. That's a whole new DVD series right there without the tits.
Yeah, the squirrels.
The Imagination Gone Wild 6. It just, yeah, I mean, there's so many things that you've said. I mean, things that you've heard clips of stuff or read clips of things like little snippets of things, and you take it and you just elaborate it to this whole fucking backstory. Like the catfish thing. You saw a clip of it on River Monsters. You may have read something online about it, but you didn't factor in anything else. You just stuck on that, and the next thing you know, it became this huge, elaborate thing, and you just sounded ridiculous.
Right, just give her a line, and she'll make up the rest.
Right.
Like, there's been a couple times where we sent, like, the headline of a news story through email and had Missy, you know, tell us what she thought about it, and right. They're fucking crazy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing.
There's a story that I forgot to put on our Google Docs.
Ooh, what was it?
Well, it was about some baby that eventually died due to complications because it had two sets of teeth growing out of its brain. And everybody was saying, what is that? It was a mutation. And people thought maybe it was the beginning, maybe when it was in the embryo, that it was possible it could have been twins or triplets. Mm-hmm. And that's what they thought it was. But eventually, as the child got a little older, I think it wasn't even 2 years old or something like that, they noticed in the MRI and the CAT scan that there was teeth growing out. When they went to go to remove them, I don't think the kid made it. But
they were growing out of the brain?
The brain.
Jesus.
And I wanted so bad for you to read the whole story so you can, like, you know, absorb it and come up with your own. Because I can only imagine what you're thinking right now. Like, maybe the brain was hungry. You know, like something.
Like, was there a jaw? That's what I'm thinking.
No, it was just teeth.
How many teeth?
I don't know. I don't remember. I gotta read the story. I don't even think they were
teeth or adult teeth.
I would think they were.
Were they molars? Kid teeth.
You guys are all.
Maybe
all
they were wisdom teeth. They were probably wisdom teeth.
You figured it out.
Because they were coming out of a brain.
I'm done. Wisdom. You guys talk about.
Wisdom brain teeth. Wisdom.
You nailed it.
Right. Wow.
There you go. What else?
Holy shit.
Edwin.
Good job, Miss. Edwin from Guatemala says, hi, Missy, you're so pretty.
Hi, Edwin from Guatemala.
Isn't that in New York?
Guatemala.
No, it's Guadalajara.
Guadalajara. Isn't that an airport in New York?
Where is Guatemala? Is it in Chile?
Depends on where you get the chili from.
Or Venezuela.
Oh, don't even say chili.
Mexico. New Mexico. Guatemala.
Guatemala. Huh?
That's interesting. Thank you, Edwin. You're a very handsome man.
How do you know?
She can see through the camera. It's pointing right back at him.
We're FaceTiming right now.
He's probably sitting there like, he's probably sitting there realizing right now that he's got his dick out of his pants like, oh, I didn't realize. I'm just going to leave the room.
I might as well finish.
I'm just going to leave the room right now.
What?
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 Oh, boy.
All right, well.
So we got a voicemail. I wanted to play a voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, play it.
I just want to warn everybody, it's full of energy.
It's so, like Missy's intro.
Yeah.
Fuck like you. Intro.
Fuck you. Have him call in and do an intro.
Fuck you.
Shit, all right, here we go.
Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, your guys' show is really great. It really is. But you need more episodes. You know, I listen to it all the time. And I like your funny names, too. You know, you got like Shart Happens, Batman, Snow Jobs. That's really funny. It makes me laugh. Huh. Yeah, I just wanted to say your show's great. Thanks a lot, man. And keep up the good work. I might even donate some money. That'll probably happen. I don't know when. Thanks for the great shows. Bye.
Deuces.
He killed himself shortly after that voicemail.
I like how he didn't leave a name, though. I appreciated that. Nameless man. Nameless man, your joke was funny.
I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know what he was going for.
I think
he hates us.
No.
Sounded sarcastic?
It was definitely very, like, sarcastic and condescending.
Yeah, I just think that.
But I think he was just fucking around. He kind of sounded like Butthead at one point.
He's like, I think it's funny. Ha.
Yeah.
It's a very dry sense of humor. See? He kind of reminded me of Butthead. It was a Butthead delivery. I got it. I got your humor, Nameless Man.
You got the humor?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
He was very dry.
It was dry and funny. Ha. Huh. I like that. Ha.
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 We got a request for you, miss. Can we get a boom?
Boom.
There you go.
Boom.
Oh, boom. That's better.
Boom.
Bam.
Boom.
See, you used to have energy.
Shut up. I have energy.
Boom.
Now it's like she's boom.
Oh, shush. Boom, shush boom, all boom. Your mouths. Shut all the mouths.
Boom.
Oh, boom.
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 Boom or something.
Boom. Ha.
Holy shit. Why? What are you going to say?
Nothing, miss. You're doing fine. You're the best.
Thanks.
Boom.
Somebody wants us to add banjos and be dueling booms.
Wait, we're dueling?
What?
Because... do I have to explain that?
Yes, I don't understand.
She's like, what, we're dueling? Huh?
Does that mean I do banjo and someone else does it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fuck you. What is it?
Boom.
There's two booms going on at the same time, so they were dueling.
Ah.
Got it?
What does a banjo have to do with it?
And you said she was getting smarter.
I was wrong.
You never heard of dueling banjos?
I was wrong.
Deliverance?
Really?
I saw Deliverance, though.
No, you didn't, because you don't know dueling banjos.
No, man, I saw that shit.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. I just don't remember it, apparently. Moving on. Didn't we get an email? Let's read that.
Yeah, we have dueling emails.
All right, we won't talk about dueling banjos anymore.
I think it's a great idea.
Do you?
Yeah. To have a song and cut out, you know, make it with a couple different booms.
Boom!
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea. Somebody work on that.
All right, we'll go to the email now since Missy doesn't want to talk about banjos anymore.
Yeah, I just got it.
20 minutes later.
Hello, I just wanted to write you and express how much I appreciate the work you guys do. Makes the time I spend at work fly by so fast. I first started listening.
I'm going to blame that one on Mark.
That is Marco's
delivery. I don't
think
it's the guy's voice. I think it's Marco's delivery that did that. So dumb.
I first started listening to you when you guys came to the Glory Hole Radio back in the day. I fell off because of lack of time. I've been listening to 3 to 4 episodes a day to catch up, and with only 28 episodes left.
I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading.
I wanted to thank you guys for the great shows you guys put out. As soon as I get my finances back on track, I will be making a donation if the button is working.
The button's working, baby. Hit so, that shit.
The other thing I wanted to say is that Missy's technology class sounds a lot like this class I had to take in school called Principles of Flight and Physics.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yours was for retards.
Is this that Neil deGrasse?
Oh, my God. I would love it if it was Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Thank you for the time that you took to read this email. Manuel Cherez.
Hey, who's...
Is he Manuel, from Guatemala?
Gee, wow, what's up with all these Latinos?
Mira, what are you doing?
I don't know.
What was the guy's name that wanted the dueling banjos? Wasn't he?
Edwin?
Was that Edwin? I don't know. They don't have... Edwin is... No, it wasn't Edwin.
Okay.
No, because they're all... A lot of them don't sign in with their normal
Okay.
names.
Would this... Well, wait, would this... Would this be okay instead of the dueling banjos?
I remember this.
Do you remember that?
Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Boom, boom, boom. I'm not getting it. 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 Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
God, I forgot about that.
His name is Kevin.
Kevin.
Yes.
I can go anyway.
He sounds like a Angelo Saxon.
No.
Another classic.
Yeah, that was wrong. Wrong a lot. Yeah. Other people must not correct me. I must say things wrong
See,
all the time.
That's
no
what I think. I think people
me.
Handle you with kid gloves and be like, oh, she's a sweetheart. Let her go. You know what I mean? Like, you know, let her. Just let her be stupid. Yeah. She's too cute to correct or some shit like that.
I don't.
Not that they fucking laugh their asses off when she walks away.
Yeah. They probably talk about me.
The moment
back.
you walk out the room, they just spark up a doobie and just start talking about all the shit you've said.
I believe that. I fully 100% believe that.
You idiot!
He's a retard.
There you go.
Hashtag radio retard.
Oh, there you go.
That's what somebody said. That's what Kevin said.
Thanks, Kevin.
And Edwin says, "I love it that you guys are so racist towards Latinos."
All I said was, wow, there's a lot of Latinos listening. I'm actually digging. Add a little spice to the show. Mira.
I should learn Spanish and do the intro in Spanish.
That would be cool if we all knew Spanish and we did like, a half hour of show in Spanish. I think that would be pretty awesome.
That would be hilarious.
I just don't want to end up saying. Right.
Exactly. You're right, Chris.
I agree. I just don't want to end up sounding like the fucking Telemundo guy. That's what I always revert to when you talk to baseball, blah, 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 blah. WWF, blah, 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 blah.
Monday Night Raw.
I was flying kites on Sunday.
Hmm.
Really? First good, time in a long time.
Good segue.
Yeah.
Anyone who's going to listen to this later on in the week when it's on iTunes, they're going to think part of the show got cut out. We were just talking about something, and he's like, I was flying kites on Saturday.
The chat room was buzzing. Hashtag Spanish Count Blockula.
Oh, yeah.
You got to give me a couple days on that one.
Oh, my God. That would be
See,
so
See, Count Blockula
funny.
Is that's enough, man. I don't know how to make Count Blockula Latino.
Yeah.
You got to fucking give him a lawnmower.
Chris sounds like you've been holding that joke for 3 fucking years.
Oh, man.
Very funny.
Mira.
Mira.
How do you do that?
Just roll your R's.
I don't think there's anything to do it.
Holy shit.
Roll your R's.
dude.
Now they're all calling for him. In the shower.
I can't do a fucking...
Not Spanish, just Count Blockula.
Oh, just download the Count Blockula episode. I'm trying to do a fucking show here.
Give the people what they want.
Dude, this isn't a fucking... this isn't a talent show. It's a podcast, for fuck's sake. What is this?
Count Blockula. Count Blockula.
You dyke.
There you go. Oh, my God.
You know what? I actually, ironically, that this guy's talking about, I was listening to that episode last week. And, dude, I swear to God, Mark, I thought you were going to have a fucking aneurysm during the show.
That shit.
He was laughing so hard that he was, like, literally out of wind. Like, he had nothing left. He couldn't breathe.
That shit caught me so off guard. When,
I said the Batberry line, he was out. I was like, I couldn't even fucking... I was laughing at you because I was just like, he's dying on the show. Dude,
whatever you do, don't die at my house.
I'll try not to. Once you played that song,
I
lost it. I couldn't. There's no way. Mm. It was fucking phenomenal. You just kept going with it. It was... Holy shit.
Yeah, well, that shit was just... It was ripe for that.
Spur of the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it was... I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It wasn't scripted. It was just like, let's go with it. See where it... You know,
I liked it.
Yeah. And she was... Missy was basically calling me an asshole. Like, I was describing what my brother did to Chris that night. And what a fucking asshole. She kept saying it over and over again. And I was like, yo, take it easy over there. You weren't even there. Fuck you. That's why I started attacking you, basically.
You fuck dyke. You.
Man.
That's fun.
Yeah, man, dude, this chat room is buzzing.
Hashtag good times.
They say we should pick a we should pick a show and revisit it.
I like that idea.
We could do that. Well, we got Don Jameson calling in tonight, right?
Yeah, Don Jameson.
So that's gonna take up a little time.
You see, the guys in charge of this stuff lack creativity and ideas. So all they do now is recycle shit from the past and expect us all not to notice.
Or that.
Oh, man. So yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
It'll make things easier. Let's just start over from the beginning.
Okay. We can do that.
We'll do the same exact show. Don't even change anything.
A couple years ago? I said, because the first, like, what was it? The first, like, 20 shows we did, the audio was so terrible that I was like, we should just take them off iTunes and redo them, like, word for word, like a new show. You know, just write down what the topics were and just go back, because I'm sure we could remember most of it.
Yeah. It's 20 shows about that?
Something like
that. I'm sure she's got 20 concerts to go to this year, so we'll have plenty of time to do them.
Can you make it a remix version with me?
Featuring Missy Fun Size.
They called it Jersey Jerks Reboot.
DJ Clue.
Fun Size.
DJ No Clue.
Aww.
Just kidding.
My goodness.
Yeah. So that'll be that could definitely be something we could do. We could do like a we actually did something like that before. Remember we took I took a couple clips from old shows and we talked about it.
Yeah.
We could do that again. No problems with that.
Yeah,
that
was fun. For that.
Yeah, that was definitely fun.
We can rehash old shit.
Why not? That's what the past is for.
Right.
Bring it up.
That's what happens when you run out of shit to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, we're starting to get like some of the TV shows out there that are running out of shit to talk about. It's not that we're running out of shit to talk about. It's just, look, we got some stuff we could talk about. I don't know. We should actually talk about something now. That way we can do this whole timely fashion thing. We can get Don on. We're supposed to come on around 9, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're supposed to come on at 9.
So here's a perfect example. Let's talk about the cat.
22-pound pussy.
And she just keeps feeding us those sound bites. So the other day in Oregon, a family called 911 because their 22-pound... What's the matter?
Somebody's calling.
So answer the phone.
I didn't know what to cut you off. You would cut you off. You're live on the Jersey Jerks Show.
Hi, I'm Edwin.
Edwin.
Just chatting. Yeah, that's right.
What's up, buddy?
What's up? Hey, I just want to say I love the show. I love your Latino racist jokes. I'm a Latino myself, so I don't feel bad about it. I mean, I'm also racist towards Americans. So
see, we're all equal opportunity offenders, Edwin.
Okay. No, really. I mean, seriously, I love your show. You guys are great.
Gracias.
And I love Mrs. Tits.
Thank you.
Okay. With all due respect, right?
Yeah.
I expected it. I'm glad you said it.
Okay, I have a few questions. Why is the camera only pointing at Missy?
Because Missy's got the nicest tits of all of us.
Of all of you? Okay. And another thing, you guys were asking where Guatemala is. It's right below Mexico. It's right next to Mexico.
Is that Chile?
No.
No, Chile is in South America.
Yeah, he's
Chile is in South America. Right. This is in Central America. You have Mexico, then you have Guatemala, Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and then lastly, Panama.
Oh.
And Guatemala is the first one, where the Tikal ruins are, ooh, where the Mayans come from. Yeah.
See?
You live near that?
Yeah, you know, in Star Wars, I think it's episode 6, or I don't know, the first one. You know when they're landing, there's like this forest,
yeah,
the Guatemalan forest.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Return of the Jedi when the Endor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Shit.
I didn't know that. That's what I thought he was talking about where the sand people were.
Yeah, the guy who created the capture is also from Guatemala.
Oh, really?
It's a really small country, a really shitty country, you know. But
it's all right. It's like New Jersey, all right. Yeah. Cool. Nice.
Yeah, it's like the New Jersey of America.
Aww.
I don't mean, I've never been to the United States. Only to the airport, to the New York airport and the Miami airport. I actually lived in South Africa for my youth.
Yeah. Wow, that's a transition. That's awesome. How was South Africa?
I'm sorry?
How was South Africa?
Oh, that's awesome. I grew up in South Africa.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was actually born here in Guatemala, but I grew up in South Africa.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah. My father used to live there, so he sent for me. Because it is a better country. I mean, Guatemala is a really shitty country, you know. It's a third world country.
Oh. Aww. Well, that's depressing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've never been to the States.
Oh, visit the States.
I'm sorry?
Come visit the States. I'll tell you the first place you should go. Tennessee, $2 hot dog, $1 water.
Oh, yeah. I heard it. I also can get that fucking song out of my head. Fucking awesome, eh?
That's awesome.
You guys are really great, eh? You guys are really, really great.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You, Edwin.
We appreciate it, Edwin.
Okay, have a nice one.
All right, you too, man. Thank
you. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Edwin was so nice, and yeah. I learned so much stuff.
Where is Guatemala?
Right under Mexico. Is that wrong?
No, you're right. You're right. Take it easy.
Right. So if you're in Mexico and you start digging, you'll eventually get to Guatemala. It's right underneath it.
What? That sucks. It's third world. I wanted to ask him so many questions, but I
you
didn't.
Do that a lot.
I know. I wanted to ask him what he did for a living, what kind of house he lived in, the streets are paved, does he have a donkey? But I was like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Don Jameson was never going to call in if I did that.
The chat room's nasty. Hang up on this dude. He has to cut my grass.
Oh.
He needs to go make a taco.
Leave him alone.
Is there a fence he can jump?
You fucking heathens.
Don't talk about everyone like that, motherfuckers.
Racist motherfuckers.
Taco Bell is their capital.
Did Edwin say that?
No. God, you guys need a translator. I'd rather have my nuts smashed in the car door than listen to that cockhead again.
Jesus Christ.
Is Edwin back in the chat room yet?
Yeah, he's still there, yeah.
Good, defend yourself.
Don't get involved with them crazies.
We love him.
All right, since this is a show about segues, I'm just going to go back because we have a limit out of time. So let me get back to this pussy. This Oregon pussy cat, this 22-pound Himalayan scratched a 7-month-year-old baby. The father kicked the cat in the ass, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then they had to barricade themselves in their fucking bedroom and call 911. And I actually have the 911 phone call.
Let's hear it.
You got it.
Yeah, hi. I have a kind of a particular emergency here. My cat attacked our 7-month-old child, and I kicked the cat in the rear, and it has went off over the edge, and we aren't safe around the cat. It's a very large Himalayan, and we're trapped in our bedroom. He won't let us out of our door.
Does the child need medical attention?
No, he's just got scratches on his forehead. But the cat, we don't know what to do about the cat. He's gone, he's trying to attack us. He's very, 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 very hostile. So I tried to get a hold of animal control.
Hang on just a second. You guys are inside your bedroom right now.
Yeah, yeah. And if when I leave out the bedroom to let the police in, I'm going to have to fight this cat.
How large?
22 pounds, maybe.
What's the address there? What apartment number?
Okay. Just got a couple gashes on his forehead. These are very small puncture ones, little punctures.
Okay, and do you think the cat is ill?
I don't know. I think that the cat is, he's got kind of a history of violence. He's kind of a violent cat already. So he's charging us. He's at our door, bedroom door.
One moment, okay?
Oh. You hear him?
Yeah, I hear him. Hold on. Keep your door shut, okay?
Fucking pussy.
Anything, call us back, but they're on their way to help you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye.
Do you hear the cat at the door?
Yeah.
That woman did a good job of not laughing.
I know. You can see she was on the brink.
Come out now.
Oh, no,
no. Oh, my God.
That is the most fucking ludicrous story I've ever heard in my fucking life.
America.
What's wrong with people? Seriously. Did you hear that, asshole?
People really do abuse 911. They should fine him for that call.
They should. They should charge him for the call.
That's your he cat. Said he Stop being
animal,
a pussy.
He said he called animal control and nobody picked up. That's why they called 911.
But what
Stop being a pussy.
Fuck?
Walk out of your room and fucking pick that cat up, throw him in a room and lock him in.
You can act like a man.
No shit.
Fucking like, right.
What were the police supposed to do about the cat?
They were going to tase it.
Can you imagine?
Like, why didn't they just go to sleep and then fuck him about it later?
Oh, no.
Two rookie cops got called today. They called out the two rookie cops.
Of course they did.
And they put the cat in jail, right, for the night?
I don't know. I heard they just...
Did I send that part of the story? I don't think I did.
No.
What is wrong with you?
They put it in a cage.
They put the cat in jail.
They got him a meal. One hot in the cot.
Here's the cat. Don't I get a phone call?
Yeah. Goes in with a bandana
on his
head.
This is bullshit. Can I get my own cell, please? What's with this bologna sandwich shit? I'm a cat.
I mean, then they put it...
I'm not a cat. I don't shit in a box.
Holy shit.
I can't wait to see that episode of Cops.
Oh, yeah.
They got the cat. They're walking the cat to the car. They lower his head as
he's doing the perp walk.
Oh, my God.
Put the cat in jail.
What the fuck is wrong with your brain?
Read the article. I could have sworn at the end they said that they put the cat in jail.
No, they didn't put
the cat. Put him in a cage.
They put him in like a little...
In jail.
No.
They put him in a cage in the house.
They didn't bring the cat to fucking prison. What's wrong with you? There's no animal section of a prison.
Most of the people in prison are animals.
He's got a mugshot.
Pretty sure at the end of that article it said that the cat spent the night in jail.
You didn't see his mugshot? They took his paw prints. Turned to the side.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Is the cat ill?
Well, you heard it has a history of violence.
And he's like, I don't think so.
That's what I mean. He just sounds like such a fucking idiot. This cat has a history of violence. Like, you know, it was caught a couple times before doing some shit.
I'm in a particular situation. Like, what the fuck?
They do run a background on the cat, see what prior crimes are.
Yeah.
History of violence. And then they kept the cat, right?
They said at the end of the article that they're not really sure what they're going to do with the cat. They may get rid of it. You know, I don't know. They didn't say anything about putting it down.
If it's 22 pounds,
it didn't get the death penalty?
No, apparently not. It's out on bail.
Whatever.
I'm going home to fuck them up.
You haven't heard the last of me, meow. I'll be back, meow.
He retained an attorney, and they got a restraining order on him.
You know what, though? He can't go to prison, because once they put him out in the yard for the day, there's no, like, fuzzy ball he can hit, you know what I mean, in the yard. He's going to have to sit there and mess with all the fucking the white supremacists. He's got to pick a side.
You better pick somewhere to go.
You can't tat a cat. I tried. He's a violent cat. He's violent in his family. Actually, I think the family needs to be put down for being such pussies.
Seriously, it's your cat. What's wrong with you?
Just snatch the fucking cat up, throw it in the closet until it calms the fuck down. Spray with a water hose.
You know,
go back
idea.
To like the 60s. Start spraying with a water hose. Sick a dog on it or something, you know?
Ridiculous.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Put a glass of water on a table.
I would have just threw a fucking blanket over him or something. But
that ain't going to do nothing, dude.
No, but you can grab
Now he's got
him
something
up.
To choke you with.
Dude, he has a history of violence.
He's unpredictable. Ever. Anything could happen.
Right.
Yeah, he could have pulled out his gat and bust a cap in the ass.
Shank you.
Honestly, all he had to do was roll a ball across the floor. He will divert his attention to the
cat
ball.
Is probably sick. It must have rabies.
No, it doesn't have rabies. It's an
His
indoor cat.
His cat scratched fever.
Maybe the cat was sick of getting kicked. He said he kicked the cat in the ass. Maybe the cat was sick of it. He was like, you know, fuck this.
Yeah, exactly. He was tired.
You
want to
kick me?
Oh, boy.
I mean, the cat's in charge of that household now.
Absolutely. He's running that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got his pussy palace now. It's all him. I don't know if he's there anymore. I really don't know. They didn't come out with another part of the story, but I just thought it was insane that's how
ridiculous.
They... Yeah. I mean, cat gets out of hand, you take care of it. You don't fucking run and barricade
cops.
Yourself. It's not a fucking bear. You know
or
what I mean?
A tiger.
Wow. Right.
You know?
Sure. Sure they're full of them here, but... Yeah, I take back that thing I said earlier.
I had
show
a correlation between Missy. Because a cat is a small tiger. Like, in the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I meant.
Okay.
Not that the cat, not the
so do you think the cat's going to... Yeah, it's going to grow up into a tiger?
Big fat pussy...
No, just that it's not like it was a tiger. That's all.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I can't even.
Never mind.
Understand.
Never mind.
Wow.
Meow.
Fucking unreal.
Meow. Oh, Melissa.
Do you think that when tigers are babies, they meow?
What's
or do
that
they
meow?
Still roar? Do they go, meow?
What's that meow?
Roar.
When tigers are babies?
Oh,
yeah, I don't think they roar.
Do they meow then? Like a cat?
They probably
are.
It's probably like between a meow and a very, like, low-sounding roar.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. That's perfect, actually.
Does tigers purr?
Huh?
Do tigers purr?
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh.
Somebody said, I wish someone would feed her to a tiger.
Fuck you! Who is that?
They don't have the balls to put their name. So.
Pussy ass bitch.
Fuck you.
Come at me. I'm not cat.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break to set up for Don Jameson. We'll be back in a little bit.
Word.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days
he's
gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
No.
All right, we're back. And on the line right now, we have the great Don Jameson. Don.
What's going on?
What's up?
What up?
Hey, you two, what's happening?
Where are you calling from, Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm out in the heartland, man. It's actually warmer out here than it is back home, man. I figured it'd be the frozen tundra out here, but it was like 50 when I got out here today, so...
50?
So I'm just hanging in my hotel room, you know, and I got a couple of shows this weekend, and just going to order up some room service, whack my bag, and call them early night.
Oh, come on, dude. You don't have any hookers up there? Don't lie. They're in the bathroom, right? Come on.
I don't know. I'm just starting to get familiar with the Minneapolis St. Paul Yellow Pages. I told somebody about a 4-hand special. I'm not sure what that is.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Yo, man, the new CD is awesome, dude. Hell Bent for Laughter.
Thank you, man. I should have put a warning on it because I know you told me you were listening to it at work and people were looking at you kind of funny. But I should have put a warning sticker on. You know, don't listen in front of normal people.
We know, dude. We know. It's great, though, man. It's awesome. Awesome.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm really pumped about it. To be honest, man, I'm just. I love the way it came out, you know, I left a lot of the, you know, I left mistakes in there, I left the personality of the room on there, I just wanted to make it a little different than other comedy albums, you know, a lot of comedy albums, you know, most comics do comedy albums the right way, they record like 10 shows in a packed out theater and they piece together this perfect comedy CD and, you know, but being self-destructive as I am, I always think, like, what kind of obstacles can I put in front of myself that I have to overcome to make a good album?
A few times.
You know, so I did it in the craziest comedy club where, you know, people, there's no liquor license, so people just literally, like, white trash, bringing coolers of beer and bottles of wine and vodka, and just, it gets a little nuts in there, man. I wanted to leave some of that personality on the album, so, you know, there's a woman who drops, like, a bottle of wine and smashes on the floor. I did that in the album. So there's all these little side stories going on in the middle of the jokes.
Uncle Vinny's, right?
Yeah. It's a great, you know, that place has no liquor license and it's the drunkest crowd they've ever been in front of. Like, there's always either somebody, you know, physically thrown out of there or the police end up showing up.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah, we go see Bobby Kelly there a lot, you know. So we're familiar with Uncle Vinny's.
Yeah, people get out of control there, but it really is a great comedy club, and I was psyched to do it there. It's kind of my home club, and yeah, like I said, man, I'm really pumped about it, man. I packed it with as many jokes as I could, and I hope people dig it, man. You know, I definitely do a lot of, you know, hard rock and metal, you know, material on there, mm-hmm. but, you know, I do that stuff in the nightclubs too, man. Everyone knows Kiss and Ozzy and Motley Crue and all that stuff. So, you know, it's not just for hardcore, you know, metal fans or anything. It's, you know, it's for anybody. And as long as you know, if you think like, Glee is hilarious, you're not gonna like this season. You know, if Ellen's a little too edgy for you, you can go buy the CD.
That's awesome. I did not know that you had a band. Is that something new? Have you just been doing that recently, or is that something you've been doing for a while?
Well, I did. We kind of you know, the band is on hiatus now, but yeah, I just wanted to do something crazy and creative, like that I couldn't do with my stand up. I wanted to do something really extreme, and you know, I love bands like, you know, obviously I love all the classic bands, like the ones I just mentioned, AC/DC, Ozzy, Judas Priest, stuff like that, but I've really gotten into death metal in the last, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
I just a death metal band, you know, just like loud guitars and the growling voice, so I said, like, what can we do different with death metal? So me and a couple of my buddies came up with this idea, we'll do acoustic death metal.
That was great. I wish the CD came out in early February, because I would have loved to have played Rape Your Face to my girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm sorry you ain't get it out in time for all the romantics out there.
Yeah, exactly. Something to spice up the relationship.
Yeah, I've written one song in my life, and it's called Rape Your Face. So,
it's a great song, by the way. I'm gonna try to download it as my ringtone.
It's catchy, you gotta admit. I mean, it might be a little extreme, but it is catchy.
It is. It's like it's catchy, like Nirvana's Rape Me, but more catchy. It sticks in your head. Once you hear it, you just start like kind of humming it at first, and then next thing you know, you're just like, Rape Your Face. You know, it's like, holy shit, I'm fucking turning into this guy.
Yeah, see, you know, with Nirvana, you know, they're advocating full rape. I'm just advocating the rape of the face.
Right. You talk about your girlfriend a lot. Does she get mad when you bring her up and you know in your shows and talk about throwing rocks at her pussy and shit like that?
Well, no. You know what it is? Like, she was at the taping of my first album, Live and Hilarious. So she had to sit through basically like 14 years of jokes about like fucking tons of other chicks. So I think that she likes that all of the dick jokes are focused around her now.
She feels special now. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Like the only person my penis enters in the jokes on this album are her. So I think she likes that. But she always says, that's not true. Like when I, you know, I've said on both albums how she barks like a dog. And it's totally true. I don't know what she says. She yelps like a little spastic Yorkie when she really starts getting into it. What can I say?
Oh my.
Especially when I rape her face.
What does she think of your mutton chops?
You know, it's crazy. And you know, I just want to say, you know, I appreciated Fun Size Biddy, you know, saying nice things about me. And I hope she doesn't slide off the chair. And I hope you have her toweled down properly. But,
it is.
We do.
This is not a look. Yeah, this is not a look a lot of women are into.
Right. It's a rock thing. It's a rock thing.
I'm a big fan of it.
Well, it's just, you know, I'm not even really sure exactly what it is, but, you know, my girlfriend claims that she likes it, but, you know, also she knows I'm on the road all the time, so, you know, she probably realizes most of the chicks won't bang me with this one.
You have a pussy deterrent on your cheeks.
Yeah, so she's like, that's all right, I'll go out with 1974 as long as you can't get 50 on the road.
Don goes out looking like an extra from American Hustle.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Now everybody knows him, so now I can't shave him because that metal show, everybody knows the sideburns. So, I don't know, man. Whatever. So she doesn't care. If she told me to shave him, I'd shave him off, but she doesn't mind, so I just keep going with these silly things.
No, Missy's happy with what you got.
No, I appreciate. Look, I really take a compliment, even though you know, I can't, you know, do anything on the side. I appreciate a compliment from, you know, a cute girl because, you know, most of the time when I'm out, like, especially if I go to a show, and no offense to any fans, because, I mean, nobody wanted to meet me 5 years ago, so I appreciate all the metal fans. But after you shake hands with, like, 75 chubby, sweaty guys with Slayer shirts, it's nice to come home and, you know, get a compliment from, you know, somebody with... somebody cute, you know.
Right.
Somebody with boobs.
All right.
Well,
we all have boobs, really. She has the nicest ones, though, but yeah. We're the fat, sweaty guys you're talking about.
Is that metal show the longest-running show on VH1?
Yeah, man, it's we're up to, like, 120 episodes or something. So, yeah, it's... Wow. You know what it is, you know... We're very proud of doing the show. You know, obviously, we're getting to interview, you know, all our idols from our childhood and just people and musicians and bands that we've loved growing up. And we're proud that the show has lasted this long. But then I started thinking about, like, why have we lasted this long? Why has this silly show gone on so long? And then it hit me. Neutral Classic doesn't have any of the shows.
Yeah, they should just call it that metal channel.
The whole network goes under.
They should just call it that metal channel.
Right, exactly. Like, if we go down, what are they going to do?
Nothing. They're going to drop the channel from cable. That's what they're going to do.
So, we're barely on to begin with. We're just hanging on, you know, the lowest rung. But so, what are they going to do? So that's why I think we just keep going until they could come up with a better show. They're stuck with us. So, it was like my last comedy CD. You know, went top 10 on the comedy charts on Billboard, and I was like so proud, and I got all excited about it. But then, and I say this on my album, my new album, I go. Then I realized at the same time I put out my album Live and Hilarious. Louis C.K. had the album called Hilarious.
Oh.
I think a lot of people downloaded mine accidentally thinking it was Louis.
I highly doubt that.
So, to those people, I'm sorry. Louis C.K., thank you.
I got to ask, because you're a big music guy, and I can appreciate that. And I have to ask your opinion, because we have this discussion every once in a while on the show about today's music, okay? Obviously, the classics are great, and, you know, the stuff that happened, like, 10 years ago. So I got to ask you, do you see any, like, break in sight of, like, good music coming our way? Because, honestly, today, there isn't that much. It's all bullshit music. Don't you agree or no?
Well, no, there are great bands, but the problem is, you know, the good and the bad thing about the music business now is, you know, there's no more big record companies.
Yeah.
So musicians can put out music on their own labels, they can put music out on their own on their websites. You can record a whole album, you know, on your laptop if you want to. So that's all good stuff for bands and artists because... you don't have somebody like looking over your shoulder and like censoring what you do or saying, no, you got to write the song this way.
Right.
But then the problem is there's nobody to filter all the shitty bands, you know, that are sitting in their mom's basement, you know, just putting nonsense out there. So, you know, there's no quality control. So it's a lot harder for like the really good bands to sort of stick out because there's so much, you know, other garbage swirling around it. So yeah, it gets harder and harder to, you know, to find good music. You know, like when people like, you know, piss on female comics and go, female comics aren't funny. You know what the problem is? You know, compared to how many guy comics there are, there's not that many female comics.
No, honestly, Don, female comics aren't funny.
Well,
I mean, Lisa Lampanelli's funny, but she's basically Andrew Dice Clay with tits. You know?
Right, or Don Rickles. I mean, you could.
Yeah, Don Rickles, yeah.
But I'm glad to see some female comedians like Amy Schumer and you know, some other...
Yeah, Bonnie McFarlane's funny.
...really good to come out and do a good job, man, because they just, you know, it's not that the female comics are so bad, it's just that, you know, there's just as many bad male comics, but there's 50 times more, so we get noticed a lot more. But,
right.
You know, like, you're an old-school guy, so you don't like female comics, so I get it, but... I'm just saying, it's the same thing with the music scene. It's just diluted down.
Yeah, it's saturated with just like I don't know, it's just stuff I can't listen to. And there's so few bands nowadays that are more recent that I can listen to, as opposed to back in the day. Like, I never listened to the radio. I'll put on, like, Pandora, going, like, you know, the Metallica channel or something like that, because I can't stand today's music. I can't listen to the radio. They have nothing good on.
Yeah, I still keep, dude, I just got a turntable for Christmas, man, and nice. So I went in my storage unit and I just dug out all my old vinyl, man, and now I'm just like, I'll never listen to CDs again now that I have my vinyl again. It's so cool. I mean, I even have, like, mixtapes on cassettes that I can't get rid of.
Yeah, I still have a bunch too.
The song mix on here. This is my body parts mix. It's so cool. We're talking about a body part.
I still have them too, man. I have like four shoe boxes full of cassette tapes, like all mixed stuff, and I can't get rid of them. I'll probably never listen to them again because I don't have a working tape deck anywhere near me. But I just can't get rid of them. They're just too nostalgic for me.
No, I know, exactly. So, you know, look, being an old school guy like, you know, you are, like I am, we stick to the classics, but every once in a while a band pops up where you just go, wow, that's pretty cool stuff, but there's not going to be any more bands that sell out stadiums and stuff like that anymore. That's just not how it's built, you know, the music business isn't built that way. There's,
right.
There's a million mid-level bands, but none that are big enough to just go out and take over the world, not yet, so, you know, that's why... Yeah, that's Judas Priest is like, fuck it, we were going to retire, and the Scorpions, hey, we're almost 70, we're going to retire, but whatever, we could still sell enough tickets to go out and play, so we might as well do it.
Right, right. Now, I got to ask you, since you do that metal show, and you come across so many, like, idols and like, rock gods, basically, like, who have you, like, who is your favorite, and who have you actually become friends with? A guy you can actually talk to or see when, you know, when you're in town, stuff like that.
I had sex with Marilyn Manson a couple of times. he still wouldn't give me his number, though. I can't really call him, but... that's an interesting question. God, I guess I do. I got a bunch of people on my phone. I'm just trying to think of who the biggest name in my phone that I would have. I mean... Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I go out and open for Dice, so, you know, having Andrew Dice Clay's number in my phone is pretty nuts.
That is crazy.
Yeah, but as far as music, whose phone number do I... Oh, you know whose phone number I got? And we actually text once in a while. Rob Zombie.
No shit. Oh,
that's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, and Rob's such a good dude, like, you know, not that he's a newer guy, but he's just sort of, you know, he sort of comes from the old school Alice Cooper vibe, you know,
right,
same
right.
as Manson. So he's sort of the newer, updated version of those guys. I've always been a fan of Rob's, even like Zombie, when I used to go see him play in Manhattan, like, 25 years ago for, like, you know, 10 people, you know.
Right.
And... You know, we went to New York, me, Jim, and Eddie, to see them play at the Hammerstein, and he had us all three come out on stage, and he did the stage bit where he said, I got Jim and Don, we're on the stage, right, so on the right, and then Eddie was on the left, and he goes, all right, here's our friends from that metal show, and everybody cheered, and he goes, here's the problem, VH1 Classic can only afford to pay for either Jim and Don or Eddie, so I'm going to leave it to the audience to chant the loudest for whoever you want to stay and whoever you want to go. And, you know, so he did a whole thing with the audience, and then at the end he was like, well, Ed, it was really nice knowing you, man.
Poor guy.
That's funny.
And it was such a fun thing, like, you know, like he brought us out on stage. It was really neat. It was a, you know, it was a real killer night. And then I'm on my way home to Jersey, and a text pops up from a L.A. number. I don't recognize it. And it just says, hey, that was good times tonight. Thanks for coming out, RZ. I was like, RZ, man, RZ texted me. This is so cool. Rob Zombie texted me. And then the whole psychology of, like, do I text him back?
Yeah. it turned into like the girl that you're not sure if you got to wait 3 days to call.
Courtship.
Yeah, because I didn't give him my number. Like, he must have got it from, like, his guitar player, John, who has my number. So now, you know, like if he had said, hey, give me your number, then I would go, oh, I feel comfortable. So now I'm like, oh, I'm on my way home. Like, how long do I wait? All right, I'm going to text him back. How long should I wait? I don't want to be too aggressive. You know, I had a few beers. I don't want to come on desperate.
Oh, that's so fucking great.
So I wrote him back like the most generic, you know, text ever, you know, and he probably laughed thinking like, you know, dude, you can text me if you want, but I think I just wrote back, I've always been a fan.
Yeah. Is it, did you like read it like five times to make sure like you no. it sounded good?
I rewrote it 100 times.
Oh my God, that's great. That's so funny. I would probably be the same way. I'd probably be so like nervous to send the wrong thing or not sure how long to wait. Like, cause you don't want to be like, you don't want to come across as that like, you know, that little girl type of fan. You know what I mean? You want to be like kind of cool, you know?
Well, I'm cool about it, you know, cause Rob's a great showman and he's a cool dude, but he's not a touchy feely kind of guy. So I don't want to write back and go, hey, we should do that again sometime.
Yeah.
You want to hang out? You know, I don't want to ruin it the first night. So,
right.
He's texted me a few times since, and it's always the same thing. I'll even text Florentine.
Right.
And go, Rob Zombie just texted me. What do I do? What's my move?
What's my move?
Yeah, then it's like an hour between me and Florence. I go, okay, what did he say exactly? He said that he really had a good time on the show, and, you know, you were going to be in Jersey, you know, in the summer. You guys should come out. All right. Let's see. You know, and then we go back. I go, then I say, wait, I'm going to send you a text. Tell me if you think this is good. Then I write a text and send it to him. And he goes, no, don't write that. That's too much. Just say, we'll be there. We're going to get tickets. Don't worry about it. Don't even ask for tickets. No, you don't want to come off like a mooch. I'm like, no, I'm not going to ask him for tickets.
Right.
You know, 2 days later, I finally get back to Rob Zombie with, like, the, you know, with the perfect message.
You know what's funny? Did anyone ever think for 1 second that Rob's on the other end like, man, this guy's an ass. He won't even text me back. I really like this guy. Yeah. I want to be like good friends with him and stuff, and he's not even getting back to me or nothing. Fuck him.
Yeah, like, maybe he's lonely, you know?
Right,
yeah,
right.
He could be a lonely zombie, you know? Yeah, maybe he's just looking for, you know, a little, you know, friendship from a guy, and then I agonize over what I'm going to send back, and then it just ends up being like, right on, dude. Which was the first thing I thought to write to begin with, but it took 2 days to make sure that was the right thing.
Well, yeah, once you involve Jim, and you guys are going back and forth on what was too long and what was right and appropriate, that's it. You lost all that time.
Yeah. So
that's fantastic.
But it's fun, man, because it's just, again, you know, these are guys that I love and respect. And, you know, even the guys whose balls I break on the album, all the bands and the musicians, I love all those bands and stuff, man. I wouldn't have got through, you know, high school and college without all that music, man. It's just, you know, that stuff friggin' saved me, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? I think part of that music actually barely got me through high school. So I was too busy listening to music and not paying attention at school.
Yeah, but you know, but think of it like, you know, if your fans, like, especially metal fans, man, they're so passionate and so loyal. And, you know, like you said, the music business sucks these days. Like, 20 years from now, nobody's going to say, you know who saved my life? Bieber.
No, amen.
If it wasn't for Beyonce, I could have never got through school.
Oh, that's so true.
Saying that.
That's so fucking true. Oh my God. Actually, it's funny. I grew up a huge metal fan, and I remember, like, all the kids on my block that I used to hang out with in Philly. They were all metalheads. They all had the denim jackets with the really cool patches. They had, like, the Maiden patches on the back. So I was like, I wanted one. And I was like, you know, unfortunately, I went to Catholic school. So my mom and dad were like, what are you, nuts? So I was like, Mom, you got to buy me a denim jacket. You got to sew these patches on for me. I went out and bought all the patches. So she goes and gets me the gayest denim jacket made, like ever. It's got, like, frills on it and shit on the sleeves and on the pockets. And on the back, it's, like, stitched with this old, like, Wright Brothers-looking plane says, "Learning to Fly." And I was like, "Mom, you killed me. You realize you just killed me, right?" Because there was no – it was so big that I couldn't even get the patch to cover all of it. So I had, like, the gayest jacket on the block.
You know?
Yeah, it was horrible. It was so horrible. I got made fun of so bad. Like, I shouldn't have been wearing that jacket at all. I was trying so hard to, like, fix it and just cover it with patches. It ended up looking like, you ever see those minivans on the road that are just covered in bumper stickers?
Yeah.
That's what my jacket looked like. It was horrible. Man.
Brutal.
Hey. That should have came with a cock ring.
Hey, is there anybody you haven't gotten on the show that you're really trying to get on that you just haven't been able to get them on?
Well, we're still trying to shame Eddie Van Halen into coming on. This is many years coming. He watches the show. He likes the show. He actually sent one of his, like, he has a line of amplifiers, so he sent one as a gift for our guest musicians, you know, to play on it. So we said on the air the other day, well, you know, we got a gift from Eddie Van Halen, and it's his new line of 5150 amps, but we're hoping, like, you know, at some point Eddie himself, you know, comes to the show, so, like, maybe he sends the amp first, and maybe next week, like, he'll send, like, one of his sneakers. You know, maybe like a pair of underwear and a pair of pants the week after, and until eventually we get like the full Eddie on the show.
I'm surprised he didn't ask to have his son on first.
Well, we'll take Wolfgang on the show, man. I mean, at this point, you know, anybody from Van Halen, we haven't had Brock, we haven't had his brother, we haven't had anybody other than Sammy, you know, but anybody from the current Van Halen, we'll take him, we'll take Wolfie. We'll take Wolfie's friend.
I was going to say, I'm surprised it's hard to track down Michael Anthony at this point, considering he's no longer in the band.
No, but he plays with Sammy, so those guys are good buddies, and they're both good dudes, you know, so...
Yeah.
But you got to get, we got to get EVH on the show, man.
Sure.
You know? And the other guys, you know, we had Brian Johnson from AC/DC on the show. He was an awesome guest. And, you know, but, you know, definitely got to get, you know, Angus and Malcolm to come on, too. You know, the friggin' rhythm section of AC/DC.
Right.
And, they're both so tiny they could probably fit in one chair. So that would be good.
They are some small dudes.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They
Angus
are.
Young with his little boy shorts.
I know. He could have never played at Penn State.
Are you going to tour behind this CD? I see you're playing some places, but are you going to do like a nationwide tour?
No, you know how it is with comics, man. We just play every weekend. You know, we work as much as we can. The one cool thing is, though, me, Eddie, and Jim are getting out on the road and doing a stage show together.
That's kind of cool.
Loosely based on the TV show. Where somebody is in town, like if we're in Seattle or Portland or Jersey or wherever we are, you know, we have them come down, we interview them. I do stand-up, Jim does stand-up, Eddie does really funny, you know, rock and roll stories from his, you know, past and stories, you know, right behind the scenes of the show. We do Q&A. So we're out doing those shows now, you know, through the summer, which we're really excited. We're going to Mexico City and stuff. So that's a really fun show if people want to check that out. And then my regular stand-up dates I'm doing are up on my website, donjamison.com. And I got a bunch of dates through the summer, you know, for that too.
Uncle Vinny's? You going to be at Uncle Vinny's?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's Memorial Day weekend, so I'd like to invite you guys as my guests to come on down. Just bring me a coffin-sized cooler full of beer and we'll get into pudding.
We'll make sure we bring Missy.
Yes, I'll be there.
Yeah, come on! Bring it out. Let's have fun.
Yeah, man, anytime you're in town, dude, give us a holler. We'd love to actually have you on for the whole show.
Yeah, we got to do an in-studio soon, so we'll work something out for sure.
Definitely, dude. And your CD, Hellbent for Laughter, comes out on the 18th of March, this March.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So let's try to get it up to
let's try to get in the top 10 again. I couldn't wait to name it for Louis to name his new CD. So it's just going to have to... It's going to have to make the charts on its own this time, but I appreciate all the help you guys have given me, and it's great to be back on with you again.
It was great having you, dude, man. Seriously, you're my favorite caller we ever got. No offense to any personal friends that have actually called the show, but yeah, you're definitely an entertaining guy, man. Your stories are great.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, look, honestly, you guys make it, you make it easy. You laugh at everything, whether it's funny or not. So
funny. If this was Rich Voss calling, you could hear crickets on the show.
Are you serious? How long have you been in the business? Get me some coffee. I'm terrible at impressions, but that's close enough.
He's one for the ages, man. One for the ages.
We love Rich. He's one of the most classic ball busters of all time. So I never mess with him. he's great, man.
He's on Riotcast with us, and we still make fun of him. I mean, don't get me wrong; it's all out of fun. We love Rich.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
we love Rich.
But that's the thing about Jersey comics. You know, it's like we're not touchy feely guys. The only way that we know how to show affection for each other is by busting each other's balls. So,
absolutely.
You know, if someone's not breaking your balls, that means they're not into you. So, if he wants to break my balls, more power to him, man. At least he knows I'm alive, and that's cool with me. I respect Rich. He's a good guy, man.
Yeah, that's why we can say whatever he wants, because he doesn't know we exist.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks, again, for the support, man, because it means a lot. Now, every little bit counts, man. You guys have been great with me from the start. So we will definitely do an in-studio thing, and I'm gonna put a song on. We're gonna have a good time.
Nice, nice.
Missy's gonna love that.
Yeah, she's gonna love that. Awesome. All right, well, thanks, Don. We appreciate it, brother, and good luck, man.
All right, have a great night, you guys.
All right,
thanks, buddy.
Don Jameson.
Stay clean.
March 18th, Hellbent for Laughter, iTunes, Amazon, you name it, or go buy the vinyl. No, I'm just kidding.
The vinyl.
I'm going to go hit the A-track.
What a fucking good dude.
Yeah, he sent us a link to preview it, and it's fucking hysterical, man. Got to support the guy. The guy's awesome. He's original. He's not one of these, fucking poser fucking comics that try to be like another guy that's already successful. He's his own comic, and he definitely deserves the accolades. He's a good guy, man. Good guy.
So, Miss, you going to go up and meet him Memorial Day weekend?
I am. I'm definitely going. I want to meet him in real life.
And get your mouth raped?
Yes.
Rape
my face.
It's a funny song. I mean, it's actually, I can't even tell that it's him. Because he does that,
you know.
And it's pretty good. It's really, really good. I definitely want it as a ringtone. Rape your face. I like how he said
you were
that.
A little quiet there. Were you just in awe?
He didn't know. He just talks a lot.
So, well, he's a guest. He's supposed to talk.
No. I get it. But anything that I had segue questions in my mind, obviously. Mm-hmm. And
you just kept going.
Yeah, there was no way to. I'd be like, and he kept talking. And I'm like, give him my own. Sorry, sir. I just wanted him to follow me back on Twitter.
You should have said that.
That's what I was going to say to him, but then I didn't want to just the whole show. I've been fucking up the segue, so I didn't want to be like,
"What's going
to
stop you now?"
I was trying to be professional.
He was even referring to you. And
he said my Twitter name.
He said your Twitter name.
Yeah. I know.
Fun size bitty.
Does that mean he stalks me out?
Maybe
he knows I'm cute.
You hear what he said? He's like, because he has a girl now, so he can't say what he wants to say.
Right.
Because he was making a little, suggestion about, side action.
Right.
You know where
I can
going.
Read him between the lines.
There you go. You can read him between the sideburns.
Yes. The mutton chops.
The mutton chops.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I was listening to, they did the Jim Florentine roast a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And obviously he was one of the roasters. Amazingly, Rich Voss was the MC. He was the host.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's like you have to wear...
I'll tell you what. You know what's worth listening to in that roast? Bonnie McFarlane. No bullshit.
Yeah.
You should have heard how much she shit on Rich Voss. Well, this was right after Greg Giraldo died. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they left an empty chair for Greg, and they played a clip of his stand-up, you know, when it was supposedly his turn in the rotation. And not too long after, Bonnie goes up, and, you know, the guy that... I think one of the comedians that helped put this together was Gino Bisconte. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she was saying, you know, Gino, not to one up you or anything, but Rich Voss has done this, you know, this tribute. He usually leaves about 150 empty chairs when he does stand up.
Oh my God, I fucking lost it.
I lost it. And then she was saying something about his actual stand up and, you know, she said she laughed harder waiting for the second tower to fall. Like, she's fucking funny. Funny. Wow. I mean, she's brutal too, but when she was saying some of that shit, but man, the fucking Don was good. Mm-hmm. Matt Arise was on there.
Was he?
Yeah, he was pissed because he went last. He's like, I was supposed to go sixth. I don't know why I'm going last. You know, he was all mad.
What are you mad about?
I don't know.
You're lucky to even be there.
He was reading through a book. He had a book of fucking jokes, and he was going through one and then the other, and blah, blah, blah. It was crazy. And then this was before Patrice O'Neill died. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't there because he was on a tour at that time. And Bonnie had said, you know, yeah, Patrice is probably out raping. And then she said, Patrice puts the ape in rape.
Oh, shit.
Jesus. That's why I said when Don was saying, you know, oh God, you know, people always say female comics aren't funny. For the most part, that's true. But there is a few that, you know, you're like, it's pretty funny. You know, Amy Schumer's kind of funny, but I'm already tired of her shit. You know, that same old, you know, I don't know, that passive, whatever she does.
Yeah.
But if you hear Bonnie, I mean, Bonnie's funny because this is the shit she writes and this is the shit she says. And it's like, she's hardcore. She's not like this prissy little, you know, female comedian who's like, you know, just shits on men. She shits on everybody, you know, and I can respect that. But, that's why I mentioned her name when he said that. But, yeah, man, it's just funny. And I remember Don on the Howard Stern roasts that they've done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's fantastic on them roasts, man. As a matter of fact, I got to download them off of YouTube. I think they're all on YouTube now.
Nice.
So you can like listen to any one of the roasts that they've had. Man, he's good. He is good. Fucking Bonnie said to Don, he's like, Don, you know, you've been friends with Jim Florentine for like 20 years and you're still where you are. Don't you think it's time you suck another guy's dick? She's brutal, man.
They have the same, if you listen to his voice, they have like the same inflections.
Yeah, yeah.
And Florentine.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah.
They've been friends so long, I guess.
Well, Don, I could definitely tell the difference between Don and Jim. Mm-hmm. I mean, Don's a little more, he's got a little more like rhythm. I guess not rhythm, but like emotion in his voice. So when he talks to you, you know, you can tell he's a little more emotional. Whereas Jim is more of a robot type, you know, he's like, yeah, rah, 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 beautiful. You know, like that's all Jim does, you know. Mm-hmm. I was listening to, what is it? I don't want to fuck it up because I know it's like something else that he'd want. What is it? Terrorizing telemarketers or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what it, yeah.
There was one in particular that I absolutely love. I should have downloaded it and played it on the show for the commercial. It's Jim Florentine, calls a, what do you call it? One of those credit union companies, the ones that consolidate credit. And then you hear this click and then you hear like the beeping of the numbers on the phone and it's Don acting as the phone company. He's on the pole outside.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? That's one of the best ones. Yeah. It's fucking
hysterical. He's like, yeah, how you doing? This is the phone company. I'm just want to let you know I'll be working on your line. So, and then, you know, they're both like Jim and the credit union guy is like, wow, that's different. I never heard that before. So the credit union guy is telling Jim Florentine what the percentage is going to be and how, and then Don comes on and he's like, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm hearing what you're talking about, and I got to tell you, a friend of mine went through the same company, and he got scammed, and he actually went through another company where the percentage was less. And the credit union guy's like, look, buddy, you need to get off this line. What you're doing is against the law. And then, you know, Jim's like, well, wait a minute. He's like answering questions. So he basically excels him this, like, credit plan. You know, it's fantastic.
It sounds hilarious.
It is. It's hilarious. Yeah. It's hilarious. And then the other one I like was the NASCAR one where somebody calls up and offers Jim, like, this unbelievable NASCAR package.
Fucking great.
You know, if you sign up with this credit card, you get two tickets to the Daytona 500, NASCAR Daytona 500. And he's like, really? Really? Oh, wow. That sounds awesome. And, you know, two plane tickets, hotel. Wow, that's great. And then at the very end, he's like, there's only one problem. I don't like NASCAR. Oh, man.
Hilarious.
Funny dudes.
Hey, did you hear that they're trying to ban the word fucking bossy? This woman is trying to... Well, it's not even... It's the woman that runs Facebook. She's the CEO of Facebook. Mm-hmm. And she's got a bunch of celebrities.
Yeah.
That filmed the video with Beyonce. It's like the head one. And they're trying to ban the word bossy.
Why?
Because when men... You know, if you have a CEO of a company and a man tells you what to do, it's not considered bossy. You're just being a boss. Yeah, if a woman does it, it's being bossy.
So so what does that have to do with the word?
They don't want them to use it anymore.
They don't want to, exactly.
That's retarded.
I actually think it's ridiculous.
I don't give a shit!
Especially that Beyonce's doing it, because Beyonce, I think, has said that she was like a boss lady and shit in her phone, like in her songs. Doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense to ban a word.
I don't even understand.
Because people are sexist.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. What's the
problem? It's kind of bringing awareness to the fact that women are treated differently than men.
So what? So you're going to ban a word?
Look, it's always going to be that way. It's either going to be a good thing or a bad thing.
It's not always going to be that way.
It's always going to be. In our lifetime, it will be. It's always going to be that way. So whatever. It is what it is, but I mean, I don't understand what it has to do with a word.
I think it's more of a marketing ploy to.
Why? Because boss has always been attributed with like men.
No, because bossy. When someone describes like if you have a male boss, like a male of a CEO, nobody will ever really call him bossy. Apparently.
No, they call him a fucking prick if he's a prick.
Right, but they won't call him boss.
Yeah.
So they're saying if it's a female who's a boss, they call her bossy.
Yeah,
she's just boss.
No, they don't. They call her a cunt.
Do these fucking people have anything better to do with their fucking lives than to bring something so fucking trivial and stupid? Like, who gives a shit?
But you know what?
What's the big fucking deal?
All right, fucking fine. Get rid of bossy, but we still have cunt, dick, you know, bitch, twat, you know?
You mean to tell me that we have to open the fucking Webster's Dictionary to words like Johns and you know, shit like that, and now we got to get rid of shit? Like, bossy? Come on.
How about Beyonce? I mean, her husband's got the N-word, and she's, I mean, he's spewing it left and right. How come you don't ban that?
Because that nigga makes money.
Right. That's why. Exactly. Exactly. It's all bullshit.
It's freedom of speech. You're not banning the fucking word.
Well, you're not going to. No. Exactly.
And that's another reason why this whole fucking discussion, not on us, I mean, for them, this whole fucking thing that they're doing is moot, because that ain't going to happen. It's not going to get, no one's getting rid of this fucking word. Mm-mm. And if you get fined at a job or, you know, you get a fucking talking to at a job for using bossy, I mean, then, you know what? Seriously, burn the fucking building down to the ground.
They accomplished what they needed to, and they got it. Mainstream coverage on CNN and everywhere else. That's all. That's all they wanted, and they got it. They got people talking about it. It's stupid. Ban the word bossy.
That was just dumb.
Okay, cunt. You got it.
Speaking of banning words, did you read that the NFL is trying to get rid of the N-bomb on the field?
Yeah, they're penalizing, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's definite yet, but they've been talking about it. But, like, most black players are coming out, and I'm like, that's fucking stupid. I never heard a white guy call me a nigger on the field.
I don't remember there being no African Americans or people of color in there. To my recollection, there was only a bunch of niggers.
No, they just do it at concerts. They threaten black security guards. Yeah,
it makes no sense. You're going to ban a word on the field.
I mean, is it?
And it's just the N-bomb. Like, you, if there's a Chinese player, you can call him a chink, no problem.
Yeah.
You know, you can make fun of the white people. You can make fun of the Mexicans, Spanish people, whatever. Exactly. You can say that.
Yeah, but is it because it's like rampant? Like, is it happening a lot?
Oh, sure.
I'm sure they call each other. What's up, nigga? Yo, nigga. Yo. Yeah, that talk.
But I think they also say it in a way where it's like, you know, I'm going to get you, or you ain't getting by me, nigga.
Yeah.
You know, or some shit like that.
It's
like,
not meant to be.
Right. You could say, you ain't getting by me, nigga. You're not allowed to say that, but you can't say, I'm going to fuck your mother in the ass. What kind of sense is this?
I'm going to rape your mom.
Yeah.
Crazy niggas fixing to do now.
It makes zero fucking sense.
I think they put it through. I think it's going to be a 10-yard penalty.
That's so stupid.
They're fucking ridiculous.
Like the game's not slow enough at this point when it's replaying commercials and shit. Now we're going to have time for a fucking N-bomb penalty.
This all started with Riley Cooper on the Eagles.
I'm sure.
No, absolutely. Yeah. If it wasn't for what happened at the beginning of last season with Riley Cooper dropping the N-bomb at a fucking country concert, which I thought was the common thing to do there. But, you know, if it wasn't for that and the media coverage that came down with it and stuff like that, none of this, we wouldn't even be talking about this right now. Because this has been the same shit since, you know, African Americans started playing in football. That's exactly what's been going on this whole time. Don't tell me that they weren't using the N-bomb in the 60s and the 70s, because they were,
mm-hmm.
you know, and in the 80s and the 90s and now. There's nothing different. The only thing that's different is that there's more players in today's game that get in trouble off the field than back in the day. Mm-hmm. Because now you got entourages. You know, back in the day, an entourage was like family members. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, your brother would come with you or whatever. Now you got like entourages. Everyone's all tatted up. They got the fucking predator dreadlocks. They're carrying gats. You know, whatever. It's like the game is I don't know. It's tainted because of the fucking character of the people that's in it. And it has nothing to do with the N-word. It has to do with the people they're drafting. It has to do with the people that, you know, that are being raised this way. So it's like, you know what, say what you want, but I don't think it has anything to do with it.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the whole thing that happened with the Dolphins last year and the dickhead leaving the team because he got bullied.
That definitely has something to do with it, too.
Yeah, because when they investigated, apparently there was a Chinese trainer in the locker room that they used to all make fun of, and that all came out. So,
he stayed around.
Yeah, it's a job. Yeah,
exactly.
It's hard to get work in this business.
It's just, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense to... Talking shit's always been a part of sports. Mm-hmm. If you can talk shit and get somebody to punch you and get a 15-yard penalty, it's part of the game.
Mm.
It doesn't make any sense. Just let them fucking play. I'm banning a word.
I agree.
Come on, the NFL is pussy. It's getting worse every year. There's always some new rule. There's always some new thing. It's bullshit.
I think that the NFL needs... They have to worry about a lot more things than banning words.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. I agree.
I really do, because the game is rapidly changing. It's becoming an offensive game as far as, you know, what you can and can't do as far as hitting. I mean, I get that there's injuries and stuff like that, but I would rather hear them talking about that kind of a debate than over something like this, over a word.
And especially just saying one word is ridiculous. Like, why they are not saying the profanity, N-word, including the N-word? Like,
the N-word doesn't cause ALS. You know, a blow to the head causes ALS.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about and why they're making this such a big, you know, part of the game. They're bringing more attention to it. And whatever happened with Incognito and that other dude. Mm-hmm. Look, man.
Jonathan Martin.
You know what the problem was is that in-house, Dolphins organization didn't handle it the way they were supposed to from the beginning. That's why this this shit's happening.
That's
because the coach, the front office, the people in charge did not. They turned a blind eye to everything that was going on because they figured, it'll work itself out. The head coach is still there.
The head coach still there, but GM's not. The GM's gone, and there. Yeah.
But still, it just doesn't make any sense. Coach Philbin, Regis. Coach of Dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't agree with, you know, the whole discussion. Just let it go.
Not at all.
Let them do what they do. They get paid all that money. You know, I mean, and what are you going to do now? Like, you're going to cause more fucking gaps in the game by paying attention to what they're saying.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Like, so basically.
So they're going to get more referees. You're the word, guys. Look at their mouths. See what they're saying.
We're going to be watching the game, and now we're going to have to get used to this, seeing the whole, like, you know, everybody in formation before the ball is snapped, and then a flag goes off.
Yep.
You didn't see anybody move. You didn't see anybody do a, you know, like a whatever, you know, whatever. I forget how to say it, but. The point is
encroachment.
No, like someone doesn't get in the right formation. They do something in us, but I forget what they call it. But
illegal formation.
Thank you. Whatever. My point is that you're not going to see any movement on the field, and you're going to see a flag thrown. And how is the referee going to call that?
N word.
Yeah, like that's the new thing. It's like, you know.
They'll have that one black ref that sounds like the ladies' man. That was a penalty for the N word.
Yeah, flag on the play. We have number 25 on defense using the word nigga. 10 yards, still first down. Yeah.
That just doesn't make sense.
What's this, you know, the hand signal for that?
Like this?
Oh, covering your
cover your mouth and point at who did it.
Maybe just a gang sign.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Like a hanging noose.
Whoa.
Escalated quickly. Whoa. Again.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh man,
it's so stupid.
It is dumb.
It is dumb.
So
horrible.
Stupid.
Horrible.
They want to talk shit on each other. Let them talk shit. Who cares?
I mean, it's part of the game. You know, you're going to tell Ed Too Tall Jones, Ed Too Tall Jones you can't talk shit?
How is a white guy telling two black guys they can't drop the N-bomb if they want to?
Well, see, that's the fucking problem. It's I don't understand why it's, like, white-driven. Why are white people concerned with, you know, people saying, dropping N-bombs on the field? I mean, the majority of the sport is black.
Right.
So, what's the big deal? Like, it's not like
How do you know white people started this?
Oh, there's no white. Are you kidding me? Why would a white player drop the N-bomb on the field when he's the only white guy on his own team, let alone one of the only white guys on the field? Do you understand what I'm saying? He'll get killed.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to not confront him about it. It's not the white players that are the problem. They're the problem off the field with the N-word. Or behind the scenes in the locker room, whatever. But as far as on the field, it's all black. It's black on black. It's black on black crime. You know, black on black penalty. Because they say some pretty crazy. Who's the guy, Sherman, on fucking. He's out of fucking control on the field. You know, out of control on the field. He calls everybody out that comes up against him. You ain't catching shit, nigga. You know, like he.
Penalty.
Right.
Stupid.
It is stupid.
It is dumb. The game's going to take
Won't
forever.
They just invent another word that sounds like, not sounds like it, but that will replace that word, too?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know what they're going to say. Like, you can't get by me, Democrat.
Fuck you, Canadian.
You know, what else could they say? Bring that shit here, Democrat. See what happens.
That's not a bad idea, though.
Yeah. You got for me, Kool-Aid? You ain't got shit. You ain't got shit. You ain't got shit, purple drink.
Even if, like, you're talking to your own teammate, like, nice play, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
15-yard penalty.
Right. Yeah, right, like, right.
Are you serious? Stupid.
I hope they didn't pass it. I think they did.
I don't think they did.
No? Mm. I hope not.
They probably will. I feel like they pass everything that
just
they present.
Let it go, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't know how their CBA works, but if the players have a say in it, it's never going
to
pass.
No. Like, are they trying to, like, classify the game? Like, is that it? Are they trying to, like...
You mean classify, like, add class, you mean?
Yeah, because...
I was like, wait, classify?
Like, you know how, like, baseball, like, if you want to play for the Yankees, like, you can't
You have to be gay.
Well, you have to be like, you have to look presentable and you have to look
right. Nice, you're not allowed to have facial hair and shit like that.
Yeah, so is it like,
it's like
the
my
same
job.
Thing?
You can't like have facial hair.
Run by Nazis.
Yeah, right.
Or are they trying to like make it classy again?
Again?
Well, if they want to try to classy up the NFL, and I think that's the word you wanted to use, then they should have a dress code. I mean, a dress code as far as on the field.
Well, that's
nobody can have long hair.
Yeah, I was confused about that because I thought,
and I think it is ridiculous that hair covers the nameplate on the back.
I thought you weren't allowed to have long hair before. No. That's why I was confused when people started
doing
it.
It's a totally different game. I don't know if it was like that before. I can't imagine because in the '70s there was a lot of white players with long hair. You know,
I don't know why you would want long hair in football.
They grab at it.
Yeah, they get chunks taken out. Yeah. But I can, you know, if you want to classy up the game, start doing that. You know, don't have your hair covering your name because it's stupid. You're kind of, it's just dumb. It looks dumb.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to do that, that's one thing. I don't know what else you could do. I'm not saying they got to cover their tats. It's a rough sport. They could wear whatever the fuck they want as far as that. But, you know, I think it's kind of stupid when one player on the team, and it happens every once in a while. It doesn't happen a lot, but one player on a team will have a totally different color shoe than.
Yeah, see, I thought that was illegal.
Illegal. They'll get fined for that.
Yeah. Right, but Chad Johnson used to do it all the time.
Yeah. He used to always get fined.
He'll wear gold fucking shoes or some shit, you know.
Yeah, well, when you're making $8 million a year and they're saying, all right, $5,000 because you wore the wrong shoes, it's like, fuck it.
He wore a different shoe every day.
Where are you at now, Ocho?
Yeah, where is he now?
He was begging for a job last year.
Oh, right? He was in jail for a little bit too, right? For beating up one of those housewives.
Smack that chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cellmate with that cat.
He taught her how to listen.
He was cellmates with the Himalayan.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And that's why it's the no fun league. You know, you can't dance, you can't celebrate, you can't do this.
Right.
Fuck, man.
It sucks, man. It really does suck.
They're gonna turn people away from the game. No, they're not. That'll never happen. People love football too much.
No, no. Yeah. Football's not gonna it's not gonna lose its popularity.
They know that.
It's just that you're just adding more bullshit to the game. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more distraction. Just let it go. Really, let it go. First of all, anybody who's watching it on TV or is at the game, they can't even hear.
Once in a blue moon, you hear somebody yell fuck, which is really fun.
And that's usually on the sideline.
Yeah.
It's not even a player. It's a coach. You know, what the fuck is going on here?
They got the mics on. Usually the mics are off, you know, when they're doing the broadcast.
Right.
They turn them off for the broadcast. But sometimes they're on, you hear it. But fuck it. It's rare that even happens.
Yeah. Nobody cares what they're saying to each other on the field. Actually, I would love to hear what they're saying to each other on the field. It's probably funny as shit.
I used to love watching those little...
On HBO?
When they mic them up?
Well, yeah. But remember back in the day, they used to put together... NFL Films used to put together, you know, these videos where you'd have, like, coaches. They just have all these coaches, clips of coaches saying all kinds of fucked up shit.
On VHS, it was the shit.
Bleeping it all out and stuff like that. But it's funny, though.
It was hilarious.
Right.
They do it with players.
Yeah, Glanville. He was notorious for Bill Parcells. I mean,
he would flip out all the time.
You could just hear everything, you know. And it was like, I remember one, I don't remember which coach it was, but one of them, the only word that you got to hear because the rest of it was bleeped out was, are you? Are you were the only two words on there. That was it. Everything else was beep. It was like flatline. It was unreal.
I think if the NFL sold an unedited, mic'd up DVD,
they would sell
the whole season.
Millions of copies.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
I would love to hear.
Yeah, I would love to hear them talking trash on each other at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be great. It's actually a really good idea. You know,
you can say whatever you want, just not the
N-word. If you mic up every player and then have it to where you can have an app on your phone or on the computer, you can actually pick the player you want to listen to on the field. That's actually kind of
cool. Oh, that
would
be great.
Yeah.
You know, like have it.
Cool.
Have it. Man, I should call the NFL. I should patent that shit.
Should let them know.
You should.
Anybody know how to make an app? Let's do this. Fuck this podcast. Let's make some real money.
You should talk to Don.
Yeah.
He won an Emmy for doing work with the NFL.
Maybe he could call Rob Zombie if it's not too late. Oh, hey, RZ, you think you can help a buddy of mine out?
It's funny. RZ, I think I would trip out the same way if that was me. Like, if Shit, I used to trip out when, you know, oh my god, Bobby Kelly texted me. You know, like,
yeah, can you imagine if a real celebrity texted you?
Exactly. Like Rob Zombie.
Yeah, but when holy shit. But Marco, when you hound them long enough, what do you expect them to do? Of course they're going to get back to you. Every person we've ever come in contact with, you have always had a side relationship with.
I have relationships.
I actually meant to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you talked to or heard from Craig Robinson at all?
No.
No?
The last time I heard from him was when he was at Rowan College. We missed
right,
him.
Right, 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 right. But you him. Haven't texted him since? He's blown up now.
He doesn't answer.
I figured that was one guy you would try to keep tabs
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't answer. He's too big. He's got his own sitcom coming out. That's funny you asked me that because, yeah, he's – you know,
I figured – I mean, I know you. I figured you would have at least hey, tried to reach out.
Check in.
Yeah.
He's changed his phone number 3 times.
Yeah. I don't know who the fuck this dude is calling.
Mm. This cracker.
How does Jersey Jerks keep getting my fucking phone number? Change it twice already.
Shit. I have a relationship with Bobby and occasionally Joe Matarese, but, you know, Joe's Joe. he always answers, but he's too busy doing his other shit, whining and complaining about his life. Like, he's got it so bad.
Yeah, I don't know what he's bitching about.
I mean, it's the medicine.
Get off the fucking meds already. You're fine.
Fucking you up more.
Stop being a pussy. I love you, Joe, but really, you're bitching for nothing. I don't know what his wife looks like. I'm sure she's an attractive lady.
Yes.
She's got a kid, healthy mm-hmm. kid. You know, what are you fucking worried about? Seriously.
Yeah, two healthy kids.
Two healthy kids. There you go. Not mm-hmm. one, but two. And you're complaining?
Lives in the rich part of fucking up Westchester, New York.
Yeah, come on now. See?
Give
that,
me a break.
Tell me that shit. Now I get mad. Now I want to hurt the guy.
Hurt him. But that's about it, man. That's all my relationship is. I haven't really held on to anybody else. Where they block me. Change the number or block me on.
Mailed you a restraining order.
Yeah. I had him serve me while I was walking out the house for work.
I'm amazed. I'm absolutely amazed that you were able to have a good rapport with some of these guys. I'm amazed at it, especially after the creepy shit you've done, like Bobby's toilet. Like, I would think Bobby would never want you to be close to him again after that.
I think he probably thought that was funny.
Well, see, but yeah, we
funny. It was funny. What a fucking creepy.
It was funny. It was funny, but I mean, we were, you know, he really doesn't know the real story. It was, yeah. It was everything was a joke. But Marco was like showing me pictures on his phone when we were driving home from New York, like it was this, like he had the fucking, you know, the Holy Grail.
It was, man. It was an awesome toilet.
It's creepy as fuck, is what it was. Listen, man,
I looked into it. It's too expensive for my.
Well, listen.
Butt.
If I ever get that toilet and you take a picture of it and tweet it out, you're never welcome here again.
That's the thing. If you had the fucking toilet, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
No, of course it wouldn't.
It's the fact that it's Bobby Kelly. You know what I mean? If you were famous, totally different story. You guys would be best buds.
I forgot to ask him. He moved. I wonder if he brought the toilet with him. I forgot to ask.
I doubt it.
No.
He probably just bought another
expensive
one.
Expensive fucking toilet.
He just bought another one. Rich motherfucker.
Dude, I love that toilet, man. That's my dream toilet. My dream throne.
Gay of thrones.
Whatever, you'd love it too.
Dude, I took a piss in the toilet and I was actually angry with it.
You couldn't figure out how to flush it.
Yeah, right? I was like, what the fuck? I don't want to be the asshole that leaves piss in the toilet. Like, give me a fucking, give me like some instructions or something.
Yep.
Is there a light switch? Like, what do I do here? You know, do I wave my hand in front of it? I don't know what to do. Am I supposed to tap my prick on the fucking hand?
It was fucking
hand?
Weird,
like,
man.
There was no handle. It was just
how
like,
did you flush it?
I walked away.
Fuck you, toilet.
I walked away. I didn't know what else to do. And then I hear in the back, whoosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
there's
oh.
no button. Okay. It had a remote control. On the side.
See, I wasn't studying it, dude. I didn't fucking.
No, it was right next to you.
Marco was about it.
Marco was looking at it like
Marco
he was...
took a selfie next to it.
Put his cheek to cheek. His cheeks touched where Bobby's cheeks touched, and not his face.
Reach down and touch my nuts.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like it's like Marco was at a tour at NASA, you know, checking out the space shuttle. He was looking at the toilet, like, whoa, you probably would love Japan. They have a fucking museum of just toilets. You know that, right?
I would love that.
Yeah, you would.
I would love that.
They do. They have a toilet museum. The actual museum looks like a toilet.
Really?
Look it up. I'm not even bullshit. I gotta
check that out.
Fucking, those nips are nuts.
Yeah, I don't like nips, so I probably won't go there.
Well, no. You'd be like Godzilla over there. Cheese nips?
Nip nips.
Oh, nipples?
Ooh.
Big chick with those big, big titties?
What are you going to
do? Nah. He hasn't fucking called in a long time, Bobby, or he hasn't checked in or anything.
I talked to him today.
This fucking guy.
He called me
the fucking ambassador over here.
Hey, man. He wants to be
the least interesting person on this show.
I'm interesting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really? I all the shows I've been listening to, I don't see it. I don't hear it.
You're a real boring fuck.
I bet you Bobby's got better stories from you than we've gotten on this show. I can believe that.
I think we bonded over the kids. Like over our son.
I don't know how to take that comment.
We bonded over having it, you know.
You guys had a kid together?
Yeah.
How nice. We
adopted him. Straight from Africa.
Fucking faggot.
Yeah, we bonded over, having a kid.
I mean, how's he like being a dad?
He's the same fucking dude, man. I mean, he loves it. He loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Is he still fat?
No, he lost a lot of weight.
Good. Good for him.
Yep. He wants us to go there on a Sunday and
show. I don't know about that.
All right.
We'll see.
You don't need to give me a reason to go to New York. I'm about it.
You're about it?
Always. I love New York.
I'm just going to make sure the transpo's good.
The what?
Transpo. Transportation.
Oh.
Yeah, take the train.
I know, take the train, but, you know, I don't want to fucking hail a cab for fucking 12 blocks and it'll take 2 hours to get there.
When I took the train, I walked to the Comedy
New York is like fucking Vietnam for me.
It was a mile.
It's flashbacks.
No, the West Village is a mile away from the Madison Square Garden. It's okay. Yeah, it's easy. It's a 15-minute walk.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't about to take a cab. Fuck that shit.
I'm going there.
Yeah, I walked.
Going there strapped.
No, it's hipster land is the village.
Perfect. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have a bomb on my
there.
Chest.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk. I'm going to fucking have a bomb strapped to my chest. This is what happens when you're hipsters. Fucking faggots.
Oh, faggot in the room.
Oh boy. I saw something about beard implants too the other night.
Are you fucking high?
What?
We talked about this last
week. I know. I'm just saying. It's funny cuz they just showed something on it. And they were talking about Mexicans getting it or something. A lot of Mexicans. Yeah, it was some sort of fucking
in Brooklyn or somewhere else.
No, it was in California. Where a lot of the Mexicans are lying. It was weird because they showed like they panned out and you see all these fucking like Mexicans in line waiting to get beard transplants. And shit.
They were waiting in line to do it.
Yeah, it was weird. It was
weird.
It's fucking.
Do you think you'd make an appointment and come back later? Not wait in line.
It was south of the border though.
Oh
yeah,
it's fucking bizarre.
Yeah,
Mexicans getting hair transplants.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fuck, dude. It was weird.
Where was that on?
I mean, Mexicans aren't really that. You know, they don't really grow hair that well.
Mm-mm.
They all have the mo hair.
Yeah.
not in that style, but that it's black greasy hair.
Yeah.
You know, they every time they try to grow a mustache, it looks like you know paint or it looks like a milk mustache. Like there's like one hair here, one hair there.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a weird. It was fucking one of those weird specials.
That is weird.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, the bio channel, biography channel or something. I don't know.
What the fuck do you watch?
You got the gayest fucking TiVo in history.
I gotta be honest, dude.
I don't TiVo that shit. That just comes on sometimes at night. You can't sleep.
It is amazing.
200 channels and you come across that?
200? What kind of fucking Stone Age cable do you guys have? I have like 1,000 fucking channels.
Yeah. I was just flipping through. It's not like I stopped and watched it for 20 minutes. I just thought it was fucking... I heard beard transplants. I was like, what?
Marco's desperately waiting for the Donnie Wahlberg channel.
The aging boy band.
My girlfriend said something about that. She's like, I had to look up who Donnie Wahlberg
was. That says a lot, right?
Damn, that sucks.
That shows my
age. She's like, and she like myself and you guys said the same thing. Why Donnie? Like, she looked at it as a sexual thing, you know? And
we're like, not like a,
right. She didn't look at it like
Personality.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Marco has high standards. He's aiming high.
That's funny.
Donnie Wahlberg. Unbelievable.
Blue Bloods, baby.
I get that you like the show. There's a lot of shows that I love.
Right.
Like right now, you know, how great is Justified?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Do I want to suck Timothy Oliphant's cock? No. No. Missy does.
He's hot.
Yeah, Missy does. But I don't want to be him either. I'd like to have his money. That's it. That's all I want. But I don't want to be the guy. I don't. I really don't. I have no interest in
being. No, when you watch different TV shows over,
he's probably married
and
miserable anyway.
Like, those characters.
He's married and has 4 kids.
Miserable!
4 kids.
There's always characters that you like that you think are cool. It doesn't mean I want to be them.
Right.
Like, on Justified, I really like Boyd Crowder. I think he's fucking awesome on the show. I don't want to be him. I don't want to be like him. I don't want to look like him.
Look, the last time I wanted to be somebody, I was in grade school and I wanted to be Han Solo. Okay? No, but I mean, that was. I was like, you know, we always had that fucking argument, me and my friends, like, no, I'm Han. No, nobody wanted to be Luke, which was funny because, you know, he's
fucked his sister.
He whined.
Nah, well, at that time we didn't really, you know, we didn't know brother and sister. So, but you know, nobody wanted to be Luke, which I thought was so funny because, you know, he's basically the star of the movies.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about him really, if you think about it. And everybody wanted to be Han Solo. And because we knew at a young age that Han had swagger and that Luke was a fag. He was like this giant pussy, you know, always playing with his sword. You know what I mean? Like, he just showed the signs of being, you know, a little pussy. So it was like nobody wanted to be Luke Skywalker.
Young guy, always with an older man next to him. It's creepy.
And I wasn't hairy as a kid, so I wasn't Chewy. There was a guy who was like fucking almost a foot taller than us. We always pegged him as Chewie, and he would, like, get mad. And it's just, like, it's just the way we were. But everybody wanted to be Han Solo. That was the last time I ever worried about that kind of shit. Never sat there and thought, you know, like, if I see a real good movie, you know, or whatever. Like, if I watch The Departed, I don't want to sit there and be like, oh, I want to be fucking, what's his name's character?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. No, because I don't want to get fucking killed. Spoiler alert, I'm going to get shot in the fucking head at the end of the fucking movie. Man.
That was a good scene, though, because I didn't expect it.
No,
it was great.
First time I watched it,
I knew it was coming. What? I knew something was coming.
Yeah. I knew something was coming, but I didn't
you notice, you know the X theory, right?
Yeah, every time somebody died, there was an X there.
There's an X somewhere in the movie.
I didn't know that.
Scene, there's an X.
Give you an example. When they threw Martin Sheen off the building,
yeah.
As he's coming down, you see X taped on the windows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
at
shit.
The end scene, when the real Wahlberg kills Matt Damon, there, if you notice on the carpet, it's a big red X.
Yeah.
Right where he was standing.
Shit.
Yep.
Holy shit. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Where was the X in the elevator?
It wasn't in the elevator.
It was in the elevator.
Was it?
Yeah. The elevator was like all...
There was an X outside of the elevator.
It was like all beat up. It was like padding, like it was being repaired.
I forgot where exactly, but right outside the elevator, there was another X on the roof. Shit. I remember. It's like almost like a hint. You knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You knew something was going to happen.
You figured that out the first time you watched
it. I read something about it before the movie came out. I went and saw the movie in the theater. And I was reading how, you know, this movie was like an homage to, you know, like older movies. I forget which...
I thought it was a remake.
No. The Departed? No.
Yeah, but like Japanese movie.
No, I don't remember. The Departed. I don't.
Dearly Departed.
Dearly Departed. No, I don't. No, it was. What's his name? Scorsese was saying it was an homage to the old gangster type flicks back in like the 30s and 40s or something like that. And he actually talked about that, the whole X thing.
Oh.
Because it's. I don't think it was the first time it's ever been done. It was
probably not.
It was done in one of the older movies, and he paid like, you know, tribute to it. So I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, so you're like looking for the X's when you're there. You're like, there's an X.
Someone's going to die.
Yeah, but I only thought about their riches, you know, or their bitches, but never their them. I couldn't even imagine you being Donnie Wahlberg. I couldn't. Just be like, you'd still be here. You wouldn't be on Blue Bloods. You'd be here.
You know, Blue Balls. Blue Bloods.
I mean, there's tons of fucking great shows. I just don't want to be any one of the actors that are playing them. Donnie Pomp.
So fucking insane.
You know, it's funny. And it's Matthew insane. McConaughey used to be your man. And
that I get. He's an A-lister.
He just played the best role of his career on True Detective. And he's like gone.
And won a fucking Oscar for apparently the best role he's ever played in a movie.
Nah, fuck that movie.
I'm just saying, he won an Oscar for it.
Actually, I kind of want to see that.
He won an Oscar for it. He had to have done a really good job to get an Oscar. Mm-hmm. Nobody who didn't deserve an Oscar got an Oscar, in my opinion. They may not have, you know, deserved it over someone else that didn't get it, but I'm sure that they deserved it. Mm-hmm. But Donnie fucking Wahlberg.
Yeah, it's just weird.
I mean, the guy can't even get a Grammy on his own. He has to have it with a band.
You'll never understand.
No, I won't. I won't. I don't know what kind of fantasy world you live in, but it sucks.
It's okay.
Not to look. You don't need any help me crushing your dreams.
No, what I'm saying is
that, you know, we obviously are on different levels when it comes to, you know, I can't
taste in men.
No, it just that's what I mean. You can taste men all you want.
You are entirely too gay.
I don't know. I don't see things the way you do. I don't get all starry eyed and shit.
I never get starry eyed.
But I mean, like you're so fucking compelled by this guy that you're saying he's your new man crush. What do you call it? Do you want me to call you gay? I'm saying starry eyed. I'm using
starry. Call me whatever you want.
I'm just saying, well, what would you call it if you...
That's a good word. I'd rather that than gay.
Right.
Or fag.
You got starry eyed by Donnie Wahlberg's, I'm assuming, his character on the show, and that's why you were like...
Yeah, he always says Blue Bloods, so I'm assuming
He's good on Blue Bloods.
I don't, you know... Like I said, I bet you I watch tons more shows that are better than Blue Bloods.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't want to be those people. Like, I'm never sat there and wanted to be anyone from Sons of Anarchy.
But you didn't have a man crush before either, so you went from...
But that's what I mean. I'm still trying to understand the whole man crush. I don't get it. I just don't understand what that means. Like, how do you have a man crush if you're a man?
Smoker.
if you're a heterosexual male, how do you have a man crush?
Because it's like, I know people that have man crushes on Leonardo DiCaprio, Ryan Gosling, and there are people that they would want to be.
See,
if they could,
I look at them as really good or great actors.
They look at it as hot, like good-looking dudes that get hot bitches.
Yeah, but I'm sure Jonah Hill gets hot bitches, and he looks like a fucking troll.
Well, that's why I said good-looking guys.
Right, but like, could Jonah Hill be a man crush for somebody?
Yeah, absolutely. Really?
See, that's what I mean. It all sounds like it's based on looks.
Looks, it depends on what kind of person you are. If you're the person that's important to, then yeah. But if you're not...
Obviously, it's not important to me.
it's like what you would be in another life if you could.
Donnie fucking Wahlberg! The way you just painted that, it just hit me in the, like a fucking right hook to the face. Donnie Wahlberg?
He looks like he's constipated.
Jesus Christ, that's who you want to be in another life?
He does have Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, but Jenny McCarthy now.
Yeah.
You know, post-cancer McCarthy he has. Let's talk about Jenny McCarthy in the fucking mid-90s when she was, you know, at her peak.
I don't know who she was banging then.
Everybody. It doesn't matter. She was in Playboy. That's all that mattered. She was gorgeous. All natural.
Now it's a lot of pullback.
I thought she had breast implants.
She got them after.
Oh.
Her boobs weren't as big when she was in Playboy. Just like Pam Anderson. Her first Playboy appearance, they were real boobs.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't those big fucking pontoon boats on her chest. Donnie Wahlberg. Donnie fucking Wahlberg. That's who you want to be in the life, Donnie Wahlberg? No.
Fuck no.
No. Oh, my God.
I want to be whichever guy is banging Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
She's having a baby.
Wish it was mine.
Oh. Some weird looking dude.
Somebody in the chat room says, I bet Marco cleans condoms for a living.
Oh. With his tongue. No, ew.
Oh, God.
I suck cock.
But yeah, like, this whole, like, man crush thing, like, you could basically be anybody. Way to reach for the fucking stars there, dude. You pick Donnie fucking Wahlberg.
It's just a flavor of a week, that's I feel.
It. But it's not, like that. It's not even that. It's not even that because he's not. He's not like, I don't know. Donnie Wahlberg.
Mark?
We said that last week, but what I mean is Donnie Wahlberg is a nobody. And in Hollywood, he's a nobody.
Right.
Right. So you're aiming to be a nobody in Hollywood.
New kid on the block.
Doesn't matter, man. Out of all the boy bands,
I like old school. I like the old school.
Dude, you used to fucking. You used to fucking talk so much bullshit about O-Town. You had DVDs and fucking...
Swag. I took swag.
Yeah, you took swag, all right. No, but I'm saying, like, you used to be fans of these fucking crazy fucking bands and...
Okay, so he's a boy band, so that, like, one-ups it, but, like... What about, like, Justin Timberlake? Not only is he a really good actor, he was in a boy band also.
That's a valid point. I could see that. Like, your new man crush is Justin Timberlake.
He's fucked every hot piece of ass in Hollywood.
And he's marrying one.
I would love to be his dick for 10 minutes.
I don't know if I want to be his dick. I like to actually have it transplanted on me for 10 minutes and actually go through the, you know... The experiences that his dick has had, but actually being his prick, I don't know if that's really good. I don't want piss coming out of the top of my head at some point. Yeah, that's a valid point. I could see that. That's because he's an A-list celebrity. He's got to be in one of the top five, top 10 actors in Hollywood right now, right?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
No?
No.
You don't think so?
Maybe top 10.
I mean, he seems like he does like 2 or 3 movies a year now.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that. Out of all the young actors, even, I wouldn't say he's top 10, not top 5.
Okay, top 10.
Yeah, top 10, though.
Yeah, I said top 5,
I mean,
top
he's
10.
Probably not getting nominated for anything, but he's a good actor.
Right, he's a good actor, but I mean, he's a busy one.
Yeah.
He doesn't take that, you know, a lot of time
But,
off.
I mean, like, we could sit here and name 100 guys that we would rather be than Donnie
absolutely.
Wahlberg.
Absolutely. I'm sure there
right,
is.
Right, but to be a man
crush. The homeless
crush.
Guy Hold in on. The Purge.
but to be a man crush, that's the whole point of this, is to have an actual label for it.
But that isn't that his definition of a man crush? He wants to be him?
Right, but why Donnie Wahlberg?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, why Donnie Wahlberg?
I mean,
that's the point.
He's Donnie Wahlberg. New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, but he makes him sound like
bitches.
You make him sound like fucking Stephen Hawking.
He's the cool dude. I mean, he's like the bad boy of the girl. I don't know.
Was he your favorite back in the day too?
Yeah,
he was always your favorite.
Yeah, of course.
So that's it. He's like fulfilling a childhood dream and having a man.
Yeah,
of course.
This got so fucking gay. So fast.
It got weird.
It's a gay bit.
Weird.
Gay bit.
Fucking quiz!
Holy shit.
Let's end it on a gay note. Donnie Wahlberg.
No lube, just stroking.
He likes him because he has...
Uncut cocks. You want me to beat your dick off?
Oh my god.
Yeah, the whole Donnie Wahlberg thing makes no fucking sense to me at all. I don't get it.
It doesn't have to, Chris. It makes sense to me. That's all that matters.
It makes sense.
It doesn't make sense.
I get it.
It's an imagination. It's my imagination.
Now all I need is a tea bag.
Hey, man. More power to you.
When I, a couple weeks ago, I don't know when it was exactly, but when I said, oh, I love Leonardo DiCaprio so much, Marco looked at me and went, so cliche.
Yeah. Yes, so what are, are you going for originality points? Is that why you're doing Donnie Wahlberg?
So you like genuinely look like, of course you do. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, you used to like the guy from Boardwalk Empire.
Jimmy Darmody. Michael Pitt.
Love right. Him. Michael Pitt's a nobody also.
Yeah, I have every single movie he's ever been in.
Yeah, how many movies has he been in?
Like 10.
I don't even fucking know anything.
They're
else he's
so
been in.
Fucking weird. He was like an indie king.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
His movies are all weird.
Yeah, because I've never...
He has sex in one of them, though, and I see him completely naked. It's exciting.
Marco, have you seen Donnie's dong?
I haven't. No. Unfortunately, no.
I just don't, you know, like, I would never expect any woman to say him, you know?
Michael Pitt?
Yeah. Because he's not, out of all the people you can choose, why him? Like, you know, it's like me saying, you know, I don't know, who's a real not well-known chick?
I kind of have the same thing as her, as the girl that's on Men at Work now.
Doesn't matter.
She's the one
gorgeous.
That was on the newsroom.
That's kind of the same thing as Michael Pitt.
Yeah, but nobody knows who the fuck she is.
But she's gaining ground. You liked her from the ground up.
Yes. That's mine.
Right.
Stay away.
Right. No, she's a gorgeous girl. Although I think used to would be awkward. She's tall as fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I walk around on a step stool
her
my whole life.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd wear lifts.
I get leg implants.
I want to see her.
Her tit would be resting on Chris's head.
I think her name's Kellen Coleman. I think that's it.
Kellen?
Kellen, K-E-L-E-N.
Kellen. Kellen Winslow.
He's cute, too.
Yeah, I
Coleman
can't...
with a K?
No, with a C. Like the coolers.
The first thing that came up was Kellen Coleman hot.
She's fucking hot.
She is hot. She's hot. She's like girl next door hot. She's not even like, you know... Like, you know who's surprisingly, like, the it girl now that I'm shocked? Amy Adams.
Yeah, yeah,
everybody loves Amy Adams, and I'm like,
they're loving her.
She's like girl next door cute, mm-hmm. but she's not nothing to, you know, she's nobody to, you know, beat your dick off to like that, you know? It's because she's an actress. That's right. Why. If you walk by her in a fucking supermarket, you just be like, I'd bang her, and that's it. You walk right by her, you wouldn't fucking go nuts for her, you know? But she's like in everything now.
Yeah. They love her, man. She's Hollywood sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I would have to say Scarlett is the it girl. The it girl right now.
Yeah. Her and probably still Mila Kunis.
See, I think she's falling out now. I think she's starting to fall. Not for me, I'm saying in
mm-hmm.
ever since, because now she's wrapped up with asshole Kutcher. So, you know, they're getting married and it seems like ever since
that shit started...
I would much rather
see her with asshole Kutcher than the other fucking dipshit she was with.
She was in the Macaulay.
I don't give a fuck who she's with. I'm just saying, since she's been with him, she's been kind of quieting down a little bit. She's not... I don't see her doing as much stuff. Yeah, I don't see her in much stuff anymore. So it almost seems like she's distracted from her work.
Bitch, get back to work!
Seriously, get the stepping.
Gotcha.
The work. But whatever.
Yeah.
You guys.
Well, it sucks that she married a guy with money because now she'll never do a porno.
She might get divorced one day.
Yeah, but she'll get half his money.
She's never going to do a porno anyway. She has plenty of her own fucking money.
Yeah, she's really Family Guy.
I don't even think it's from Family Guy. I think she's probably got more money from movies than she does from Family Guy.
I'm sure she makes a lot of money from Family Guy.
I don't think she makes as much as you think she does. She doesn't make like Seinfeld money.
No, nobody makes Seinfeld money. I mean,
she probably makes what? What do you think she makes an episode?
I would have 60, 70 thousand.
I don't even think it's that much.
You don't think it's that much?
No.
Nothing on the back end?
She probably has back end money. Yeah, but I'd say per episode, I don't think she makes that much.
They sell a ton of DVDs. It's played on like six different stations at this point. I mean, she's got to make a killing.
Yeah, her royalties will. Mm-hmm. She'll, that'll be her retirement.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck her.
Who wouldn't?
I love her.
Who wouldn't? She's awesome.
She is awesome. I love her so much.
You guys want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get out of here.
All right, go ahead, miss. Do your thing.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We will be back next Thursday at 8 o'clock on Riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Twitter and Facebook, and make sure you go on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Leave us a really good review because you love us. Smooches.
You brought it.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.